Blog
no,
Talk
for
Radio.
Zero. $3 a piece are cheap. This one here I paid.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Substance abuse is at an all-time high worldwide, and the most dangerous are the ones prescribed. Terrorism, drunk drivers, AIDS, and swine flu. Doctors murder more than all of them combined do. I just came from my local chain store, and the clerk asked me if I wanted to donate for the cure. I looked at her and tried to remain cool and said anybody who makes a contribution to that is a fool. Her expression was that of, I never. I said, I can tell and I think you better. Give it a try, stop living a lie. Look up once in a while, see the shit in the sky. Caught up in the zombie apocalypse, walking down the street staring at your iPhone 6. Legal drugs murder millions every year, that's a fact. But they won't dare take the Prozac on the rack. For that would be blasphemous to the medical mafia, disastrous. The FDA, all crooks, all thugs. They want the whole population hooked on drugs. Be it the smack sold on their black markets or psychotropic shit in their well-lit office. Dope fiends got a plant that can save them, but the methadone is money and they can't have kratom. the Taliban left Afghanistan. There's things that's going on most don't understand. Your government took over the experiment, and heroin production increased 90%, and it went to American cities so freely. New York, Baltimore, Philly, D.C. Just do the math to understand where it started. We had the most powerful black tar on the market. The aristocracy embraced the deliberate effort to get your children hooked on poppy seed waste, only to be replaced by another toxin. Get them on methadone and suboxone, coke, crack, smack, Prozac, the last repam. They're all controlled by the very same exact plan. The plan might be difficult to fathom, but understand this, they will never stop kratom.
Scientifically and immaculately in the future, there's no such thing as. because I always feel like running. Not away, because there's no such place. Because if there was, I would have found it by now. Because it's easier to run, easier than staying and finding out you're the only one who didn't run. Because running will be the way your life and mine will be described, as in the long run, or as in having given someone a run for his money, or as in running out of time. Because running makes me look like everyone else, though I hope there will never be cause for that. Because I will be running in the other direction, not running for cover. Because if I knew where cover was, I would stay there and never have to run for it. Not running for my life, because I have to be running for something of more value to be running and not in fear. Because the thing I fear cannot be escaped, eluded, avoided, hidden from, protected from, gotten away from, not without showing the fear as I see it now. Because closer, clearer, closer, nearer, because of you, and because of that nice that you quietly, quickly be causing, and because you're going to see me run soon, and because you're going to know why I'm running then, you'll know then, because I'm not going to tell you now.
I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You're an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. Talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
All right. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Ron Reck. I done did this twice. The second time I'm now at the show. I have a case of Alzheimer's, or timers, or whatever you call it. But anyway, I'm here tonight. Welcome to the show. Today's date is 8/24/2014, Sunday, the last day of this week. We're on to the last week of the month. And tomorrow is work day. It is hotter than the seven gates of hell, so wear some light clothes and drink a lot of water. Try to save from all alcohol beverages. And don't drink and drive. Drink, then drive. Then you're good to go. Anyway, today's topic is life. Don't it suck? No, just kidding. But, like I said, it's the end of the week, and I want to get back to this government points, what we got going for government. It seems like the government has came to the conclusion, in fact, that we are too stupid to take care of ourselves. And a lot of people agree with me on this topic because that's what they do. You need to put on your seatbelt, Johnny. You need to pay your insurance because it's good for you and real good for us, the corporation that we are. So that's kind of the topic issue tonight I'm going to talk about a little bit. I'm not going to get into the church thing tonight because it's Sunday, you know, praise God and all that great stuff. That's cool. But, you know, for those that do believe in organized religion, good luck with that. So, anyway, I'm done rattling on too much. I think I'm going to drag my co-host to work, get my ass kicked by her, because she is on the other end waiting with bated breath. So, here we go, the most beautiful, sexiest voice on Blog Talk Radio, in the Internet, and around the world. Antoinette, what's going on tonight, sweetie?
Oh, hello, Ron. Oh, nothing as far as I know of. Here in Delaware, the children start school tomorrow.
Children start school in Delaware tomorrow. They've already started school here, I think.
Yeah, most places they've already started.
Yeah, they're going in for their doctrine, you know, their doctrine where they can
play
with their minds.
Of indoctrination.
The indoctrination, you stupid. And we have that common course here in Missouri now. That's where they're really going to retard the kids. That's going to be really great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that happen. No, bad enough now if you have a kid at a grocery store that's working the cash register. Can you add 12 plus 12 together and say, what? Because the machine does it all for them. They don't have to read
it.
What is that word? What does that word say in this package? You know, 100% whole wheat?
Yeah,
I don't know. I got to text it to you. Then I can help you.
Yeah. And there's short. Lord have mercy. Okay. Well, I call on the Lord every day. And there's shorthand.
You said it was Sunday. Shorthand?
Yes. Yeah. Huh? Secretaries, you know, we had a way that you use shorthand. And I said, this texting that, you know, they do now, I said that this is the new shorthand. You know,
right.
LOL,
yeah.
OMG. I said, this is the new shorthand.
Yeah, but MF has been around for a long time, you know, LOL and all that, blah, blah, blah. But MF has been around for a long time.
It has. Yes, it has.
Yeah, but, I don't know. When I got into this kick today when I was looking up this stuff with this government issue, now they have to hold our hand in everything we do because it's too stupid. And if you don't do it the way they want it, they charge you money.
Yeah.
You never really punish. You just rob. If you fucked up, I rob you. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. And legally get by with it. It's okay for me to do it. It ain't okay for you.
Yeah.
But I got a case that's been handed to me. I need a case right now. I'm on a 2-week vacation, remember?
I'm telling Mrs. Rex.
I know. She
I'm
knows.
I'm telling
but
you're
yeah.
not supposed
not,
to do it.
I'm not getting into melodrama. No, it's a.
Yes, you are.
A,
you're not supposed to be doing anything right now.
Yes, ma'am. I will not do it. I will make them wait 2 weeks. Okay. All right. You're right. I don't need the pressure. You're true. All right, right. But anyway,
uh-huh.
I'm going
to have to talk to Mrs.
Rick. I'm feeling
better. I'm going to give her a call.
Okay.
I'm going to give her a call.
You got her number. Give her a call.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to call her. And I'm going to tell her.
Now, look, you two women attacking me like this can't be happening. You know,
no.
This is not fair to me. Greg, come here. Come here. Get on this radio with me. Talk to these women because they're ganging up on me. And I need all my other listeners to hear
this. Look, he told you he'll be right back. He knows not to get in the middle of
it. Yeah, he left. He banned this shit, asshole. Just like
he knows not
judge,
to get in the middle
shit.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he knows that Mrs. Rec and I are... We're only doing what the doctor said.
Well, yeah, I've been cool. I ain't done nothing. I drove town today. That's about it.
And yeah, are you allowed to do that? No, you were supposed to stay in.
Yeah, watch it.
See, hard-headed. You know, hard-headed makes us soft behind.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that difficult to drive a truck, you know, drive home. And nothing
yeah,
hard.
It was still the stress of driving.
No,
driving
there
can
wasn't
be
much
stressful.
Traffic on the road today. It was
well,
peaceful.
Even a little bit.
It was tranquil to drive. Yeah, but I take a drive in the country every Sunday. Matter of fact, I take a drive in the country every day.
I see. You're hard-headed.
Same on me. Yeah, a little bit.
You're hard-headed. You don't listen.
I want to take her out for dinner for Sunday. It's been a real bad week last week for us, you know, so.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling better today. And I am being cool.
Well, that's good, but you just keep on. I tell you, I don't understand why men are hard-headed.
But men
yes,
are
I'm making it.
Women are really hard-headed. You can't get a word in edgewise with a woman. No. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're wrong, you're right. We're not supposed to.
No, women are always wrong. Always.
Oh, right.
Know? We know it all. We know everything. Men know everything.
Uh-huh. Right. Only in your minds. Only in your minds. And you only know what women allow you to know.
But ain't that expensive men know more than women?
See, y'all wouldn't even know how to tie your shoe if it wasn't for us.
Tie my shoe? I quit that years ago.
Yeah, but you still had to learn, didn't you?
Well, I'm so lazy I don't want to tie shoes.
And who taught you?
Anymore.
Your mother. You learned from a woman.
No, I don't think my mother taught me how. I think it was a drunk guy.
Yeah, she did. Your mother taught you how.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, see, you had to learn it from a woman. That's why I said if we don't teach y'all, y'all don't know. Because you have to learn it from us.
I had to learn to wipe myself by myself. I had to learn to use toilet.
No, you didn't, because she wiped you from the time you came in the world.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
She did too.
No, she did not.
You are telling the biggest tell you ever told in your life. Now, from the time you came into this world,
I never knew she did it. I never seen
because I'm a mother and I know.
She did it without my conscience. I wasn't conscious yet. I don't know what she did.
Well, so it doesn't matter if you was conscious.
I mean,
now, when you came into this world, when you came into this world, your butt needed to be wiped. You needed to be fed.
I don't know that. I cannot clarify that because I was not conscious.
Okay, well, you have
children,
so you know that if Mrs. Rec didn't wipe their butt, then, see, you're just trying to be difficult.
Well,
you know, somebody wiped
it. Why is it? Okay, well, let me ask this question, all right? Why is it we have to wipe our backsides and animals don't? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm not an animal.
Dogs don't have to wipe their backside. Cats don't have to wipe their backside. Horses don't. Mules don't. Goats don't. Rabbits don't. But rabbits, they shoot out pebbles. They shoot
babies
out.
No one cares about what the rabbit's fetuses look like.
Well, it depends how you put it out there, you know.
You know, look.
What's your volume? How much volume you're producing? That, you know, you get your own special
blend.
Oh, Lord.
We don't want to hear about that, okay? That's just past.
All right,
that's
now we're going to talk fertilizers.
Yeah, you are. You already did that. See, you just...
Okay. Next topic,
did
please.
You hear about in New York? You're right, Iggy. Lord have mercy. Did you hear about in New York that they had a shooting where they were looking for one person, they seen the suspect, and they shot at him in Manhattan by the, Empire State Building. But they shot seven people?
They shot, shoot one
they
person
shot seven
in New York,
people,
the
and I think
and
the suspect
people?
Is dead. Pardon me?
That's nice. They were shooting at one suspect but shot seven other people.
Yeah, and also six other people, and also the suspect.
Well, hey.
Too.
You got to hide from the cops nowadays. They're scary.
No, but I said, now, that is terrible. You know, I mean, you have poor, innocent people.
But, you know, people, when they see cops, they get nervous. I don't care who you are. Because it's getting to the point now people are getting scared of them.
Well,
you know,
I mean, can you blame them?
Well, no, I can't blame them. Absolutely not. But it's what you're seeing. People are fearing these whatever it's supposed to be, certain protect people are supposed to protect the people. No, they're against the people. Everybody them is a criminal. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, I wish they would
wake up. Yes, but Ron, that was still a terrible thing. I put the link in the chat room for you. Oh, thank you, and Kelvin did also. And we both put the same.
The news
link
I did hear today: California snap off into the ocean. That's great.
That wasn't
good.
You know what? And I have family, and I meant to call and check on them. Oh, you know that's terrible, and I didn't. Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, Mike's up there in New York, you know, he's selling them cakes or getting cakes out to them people. Man.
Giving cakes out to them. Oh, Lord, how much.
Cakes, man. Mike, you know Mike.
Cakes,
you know.
K-E-G-S?
Cake, no, cakes. Cakes. You know,
is that
cake
beer?
And frosty cake. No, that's a cake.
Oh, cake. C-A-K-E.
Not, I
call
it beer cake.
Oh, okay.
You know, like Little Debbie's, you know, Dolly Madison, you know, Hostess.
Cake.
The most of shit like that.
Yes,
yeah, cake.
I got it.
Yeah, but when Mike feeds the soldiers, recently one of those times coming up there, where he's up there feeding all these soldiers, you know, they get like one entree and seven tables of cakes. You know what I mean? They get one table of some real food and seven tables of cakes. Now, I told him, I said, Mike, look, next time you set up like that, these big, you've got some big adventures, people. What you need to do is look, you got all the, you got the dinner there, which you give them a hamburger and a bunch of cakes, donuts, cookies, and whatever else with sugar. Just put out some big pop bags of sugar while you're at it. And at the end of that line, you need to have a nurse there with the insulin and EpiPens for these people. Because they're going to be diabetic by the time you get done eating all that shit, you know? So, but Mike's not here to defend himself, so I'm not going to say nothing.
He said, don't believe you. He said, you're telling
the tale. Oh, he is here. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man? Sorry about that. You need to get that diabetic test strip, sir, at the end of the line, bro, of your buffets. Because, boy, you throw out the gross. I commend you. I've never seen the sweetest-looking layouts ever as being fed as you put out for the people. They owe you. Definitely, man. You do a definitely good job. You know, definitely good job. But anyway, I guess I'll let you defend yourself. I've done prosecutors, so let you in here. Hello, my Greek friend from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, Lord.
I was going to let my dog answer it for you.
You come in like that.
I was slamming the computer. I'm like, no, he's lying. No, don't believe him. No.
I've got pictures of you. I got pictures every event you've done.
Shit.
Tons of cakes.
I have evidence.
You must be asking some German.
I know.
Oh, God. But if I, when I come up to New York to see you and I go to one of the events up there with you, I'm bringing my doctor with me.
I can't believe it. You know, one of the barbecues that we did Saturday for the dessert table, I looked at one of the soldiers put up pictures of like how the barbecue went, and I see like two of the people covered with whipped cream. One of the pies I gave them was a banana
cream
pie. They didn't eat the banana cream pie. They wore it.
This is the United States Army. What are we talking
about?
Yeah,
they were having a barbecue, and somebody looked at that cream pie and went, yeah.
Mike, I hate to bother you, but could you throw a link for me for your photo bucket? I'm going to show a friend of mine your truck.
All right. I'll get it up here.
Dickie, Mom, your letters are red tonight. What's up with that?
I don't know where the picture
anyway,
is. You're going to search
for
it.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Iggy! Hello. Mary!
Yeah, we have a lot of people in here.
Also, Rez, we invited Rez over here. I don't know if he's on. If you see a number, he doesn't go into the chat room.
If you see a number,
George from Firefox. George didn't know what prefix to look for Rez to get him on.
Oh.
I'm going to mute out for just a second, kids, but I'll be right back.
Okay. He's on. I am not a kid. And I told him about that kid.
Oh.
I tell you, my goodness, men and flies.
Oh, you're George. All right, looks like we get everybody here. George, what was the prefix for Rez so they can recognize his phone number if he calls in? What was his area code?
Will he have his hand up? Tell me
he might not
have his hand up. Oh, you got to press 1, Rez, so that way... If you're here, I can get you.
All right. To put your hand up, hit number 1, Rez, if you're here.
Yeah.
Never sleep. We are not allowed to sleep underground, Professor.
Okay, Mike. See, y'all are going to stop it with these voices. See, and now you're doing voices, too. Now, how do you expect me to keep doing George separate?
That way you never know. Is it George? Is it Mike?
Yeah.
Is it Memorex?
Yes, how about it, see?
Yeah, he's got a good point. We sleep when we die. Yep.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I got to see. Let me see if I can find a picture of that soldier wearing that cream pie. That was pretty funny. It was. And I'll put that up.
Mike, did you hear about the, I know you heard about it because you put the link in also. Now, what did you hear about it?
About what? Oh, that shooting? That was a while ago.
It was Friday, I believe.
No, it was 2012. It was a couple of years ago.
The way how they made it sound like it was
No. That happened a while ago. And everybody looked at it and said, what are you doing? Elaborate on this. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
No.
So why are they bringing it back up 2 years later?
No, I don't know.
That's crazy. We have Georgia Firefox News with us online.
But they said the police
What's up there, folks?
Hey, Bugs Bunny.
Pardon me while I, Elma, no, you can't. Elma, stop pushing, Elma.
Be very, very quiet, Bugs. I got a message. Hello, everybody. Sorry about pushing Bugs away, but unfortunately, I've got a problem.
Oh.
Yeah, George won't let me talk anymore. He says I talk too much.
I did not say that, Elmer. Okay, all you Looney Tunes over there. Go over there in the corner. Sit down peaceably, okay? Just sit down over there. Don't interrupt.
No, Foghorn, don't you start. I swear this rooster's bigger than me. It makes me nervous. I'll say now, just a minute, sir. I'll say you do not have it right.
Oh, well, what's that?
I'm not bigger than you. You're bigger than me.
Go sit down and shut up. In that order.
Sheesh!
That's what I get for hanging around a bunch of Looney Tunes. They make me Looney Tunes.
Ron, those cream pies that I used for the soldiers' barbecue. Here, look at the pictures. Look what these
I
guys did.
I believe he stepped away, but leave it there.
I saw him posting in there. I mean, they just.
Or do you see me?
I wanted him to.
See co-host?
Oh, yep, I see you. I mean, I wanted them to enjoy the cream pies. It was a chocolate cream, banana cream. There was a lemon meringue. But instead, look what they did with them. And I talked to one of the guys today. I said, what did you do that for? Why did you wear it? Why didn't you? It was supposed to be dessert. But, yeah.
Well, that's how they choose to.
Boys will be boys.
Enjoy
right?
their dessert.
Yeah.
You see, you said enjoy your dessert.
Yeah.
So you didn't tell them how to enjoy it.
Yeah, they get into
you guys are lucky I wasn't there.
They get into a cake fight and pie fight, yep.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky I wasn't there because I would have taken a pie and put it over top of their heads and said, now, apologize to Mike.
Underground Professor Radio said they had cake.
Hey, listen,
yep.
When it comes to Mike's desserts, I'll tell you what. I will put the uniform on, track down my old ID card, see if I can find it somewhere, just to get in there and say, "Hi, Mike, what's for dessert?" No, he's that good. Okay.
No. Come on.
Well, that's good. Guess what, y'all? Could y'all talk for yourselves for a minute? This is one of my relatives from California, and I need to check on him.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm wondering how we can find Rez, if Rez is around.
That, I have a little something. I want to point something out. How many of you in the chat room were over at my show when I read the story about Ali Muhammad Brown? Has anyone noticed that all of a sudden in the chat room here, there is an Ali Muhammad Brown in the chat room with no... no profile?
Could it be one of our two favorite trolls?
Possibly. I'm not going to say whether it is or not. Oh, it's one of your trolls. Underground. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, listen. A troll is a troll is a troll is a troll. And that's when I say it's time for them to roll. Long as they follow you. Oh boy, you got your loyal listeners and your trolls too, huh? Oh, they're good trolls. Ah, Iggy Mom says they're good trolls. Wait a minute, there is such a thing as a good troll? I'm confused.
I trained them myself.
Oh, you
trained
them yourself,
trolls.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I gave them a sit down. Shake hands, roller, play dead, and fetch the paper.
That's how you train your troll.
Okay. Hey, what do I know? I'm just a guy with a big mouth. What can I tell
it's
you?
It's a joke, George. I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about. This is Ron. I don't have a clue. Y'all
I know who it is.
I have no iota. All I heard is trolls.
Well,
the personal trolls.
On my show before
personally.
I came over here, Ron, I was reading a story that Mary sent to me about a guy named Ali Muhammad Brown. Now,
right.
Ali Muhammad Brown is in the chat room.
Okay.
And I found it interesting that I just read the story over on my show. Come over here after I concluded my show, and Ali Muhammad Brown is here.
Well, he must be a big fan. He's stalking you. Or she, he or
yeah,
he,
but,
she
but,
is
but
stalking
this is
you.
A, what happened? Where'd they go? They ran. They left. Hey, no fair. If you're well-behaved trolls, that's not. You didn't have to run away on my account.
Well, I told
him. See, that's just not fair.
Right.
I wasn't.
Well, there was.
I wasn't trying to pick on them.
Trolls, and they all left together. Eight trolls are left.
I didn't mean to do it.
Now,
damn,
George, don't
be running
my trolls off,
thank
man.
You.
I gotta make a
hello,
living.
Ron, you're back. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, George, that you had problems while I was stepped away.
No,
I'm sorry, but
I
had to
no,
get
there,
that
there,
call.
No, there's actually a difference. I found something out today. I learned something new. There are two types of trolls. There are good trolls and bad trolls. And apparently, there was a person in here named Ali Muhammad Brown who turned out to be a good troll, and now that person left, and I feel terrible because I thought it was a bad troll, but it turned out to be a good troll.
Are they getting
well,
out of control?
Well,
what
I just
happened?
Found it curious that there was a person in here with the name from a story that I read over on my show, and I was like, I wasn't trying to be mean to the person.
Take him out, you gotta quit it. That's too funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It was funny. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Wow, and it's Sunday. Sunday.
I didn't think I was a scary person. Wow.
I don't even know what I'm not.
Also, says some people feel like a nut. Some people don't.
That's why I like Almond Joy and Mounds both.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy.
Don't.
I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, I'll be quiet now.
Oh, you're fine. Thousands are without power. I must be in California.
Well,
but one part of my family is fine, so I know that.
Yeah, that was some. It was a 6.0 on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're used to it.
Yeah, well, people
know,
in California
they said that
might
they
be.
Don't. But even the road is buckled and stuff like that. Ugh.
Yeah, but now the bridges and so forth in California. There was after that one earthquake they had. They were supposed to do some serious modifications on all the bridges in California.
Yeah.
I wonder if they actually managed to get them done before this quake hit.
I don't know, because I know, I don't know, but from what I understand, a lot of the buildings and stuff, I don't think I heard of any buildings coming down. So
no,
that's a good
California,
thing.
The construction is
a lot different,
to withstand the quake. It's supposed to
be.
They figure out they're
going to
happen all the time.
Yeah, because they have the San Andreas and all that stuff. Hey, Underground Professor Radio, definitely we are a fun bunch. But you know what? You gotta have fun in this life. If you don't, you'll sit there and go bonkers. Have a good night there, Underground.
All right, the Gunslinger, you're live, brother. So let's turn your mics on. Oh, 661. Sorry to see you go.
No.
Sorry to see you go.
You didn't let them in, did you?
Nope. Said sorry to see you go.
Oh.
Well, there was one 661 that, that came to my show, but it, but I know who the guy is on that on that number.
Oh, okay.
If the last number was a zero, that one is actually safe. I checked it myself.
Oh, okay.
What's Rez have for numbers? How do we know what to look for Rez?
Well, unfortunately,
I don't know.
His number is 661 also.
Yeah,
oh,
his,
the last number on his is zero.
Okay.
Oh,
Rez, if you're listening, try calling back again, if that was you.
I kind of got him, got that one, his number confused with the
yeah, because I know it's a California number. It is a California number. But it's just that, that the number that, you know, we're speaking of in particular to stay away from.
Yeah, that, that
is
a
bad number.
0248, isn't it?
I don't know until I see it. When I see it,
I'll send you the number in private.
No. I don't see the numbers even up here. Now, usually it shows you what numbers have dropped. Okay,
yeah, but what I'm saying
said
is
his
I have
ends
that,
in
that,
a zero.
I have that particular number.
Okay, you said
down.
Wait a minute, excuse me, George. You said his ends in a zero.
Yeah, Reza ends in zero.
Okay. All right.
Is that him?
I hope so.
Yes, yes. This is
hey,
that's
is.
My friend Reza.
Hey,
Hello.
He's good. He's a good guy.
Yep. You are first drop me. You are a bad, bad woman.
Ah,
no,
you know what she's afraid of? They have a problem with a certain number from an area code where there's a virus that comes in.
There's another number that calls in on the same area code that they have problems with.
Yep.
So it's not, it wasn't anything personal, buddy.
I know. But you know the reason the other guy, Ali Brown or something like that,
yes.
He left because, you know, vitamin C? You scared vitamin C. If you YouTube it, your Firefox online, I mean, then you will see that, you know, vitamin C put a couple of videos for you. He has scared you. He said you scared him. Huh. You said that. Yeah, you said that FBI will be watching him.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, Reza's not in the chat room.
Yes. So that's why you, I mean,
oh, come on.
If some people,
oh, okay.
You have a, sometimes you have a high personality, just kidding.
Is Ron, are you still there? Oh, we lost Ron.
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey, Ron. Ron, you mentioned
everyone,
the other night to see if Reza could come
this,
on. Reza's on with us now.
Here for a moment. My computer's being very, very temperamental, and I got to do a system cleanup
all
on
right.
it before I can continue.
Right. But Ron Reza's on with us now. Remember you mentioned him the other night, said he should drop by? Here he is.
Right, hey, Reza.
Yeah, he was the other 74, the other 661 number, Ron.
Yeah, he's the other number.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was kind of scared.
This is Antoinette and Ron. It's their show.
Oh,
yes.
Shoot.
How's it going?
And with the Texas accent, too. Just kidding.
No. But I put a link in there showing now that the White House is ignoring. Did you see the link that I put up, Antoinette?
No, where are you at, George? You left.
No, this is Mike talking.
Is
George,
Mike.
George is
sorry.
Fixing his computer.
Okay.
But I put up a link showing that apparently the Pentagon is giving advice to the White House now saying that they should continue to go after ISIS in Syria. And the White House is saying no, that they can settle everything with dealing diplomatically and with Baghdad and in Iraq. They can't. The cancer, the head of the beast seems to be in Syria. They should go after where it is. That's where it flowed out of. But did you see the link that I put up?
No, I didn't.
Okay, no. I'll see if this does it again. Right here. Let's see if that brings
okay.
it up. This should do it. Yep.
Okay.
So here's the Pentagon telling him, this is what you should do. No, it's not broken, is it?
Yeah, like I did, it came up.
It did?
Yeah, for the 22nd.
It says White House resists?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, Pentagon's advice on... but that's all that came up. This name of the... Wait a minute.
Of the article?
Yeah. but I, it's the script thing that you gave me the link to.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't all come up? Maybe I should put it in a different way then.
No, I had to allow it.
Oh. Oh. Now it opened up. Can you read it?
We lost Reds. We lost a bunch of people.
Oh, my.
Huh.
We lost Rez?
I guess they'll call back. Yeah, yeah, him and George. Well, George talked to get an issue with his computer.
Mm. Okay, well, now I lost it.
But see, isn't that interesting? I mean, but the White House doesn't want to listen to them. They said that ISIS has to be addressed on both sides of this border between Iraq and Syria.
Mm.
But the White House doesn't want to. They want to, I mean, you've got a huge fire. You're going to throw water at it by the cup? That's not going to do it. That's not going to do it. But they don't want to hear it. They don't want to get involved in anything. They don't want to. It's like, nah, give it time. Let someone else get involved.
You know, I don't know. This is all theater. Who knows what's really going on?
Well, people are dying while the theater's being played out.
Yeah, that's usually the way how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got to remember, they don't care.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, it's good to pay attention to what's going on internationally if we're going to understand the impact
definitely.
Of what's going on here in the U.S., boy, because, yeah. And Iggy, I saw that about Cuomo. Less money's coming in for Cuomo. And those, but also, they're not donating that much money to, they probably can't afford to donate that much money to Astorino. But the millionaires in New York are stepping up and they're cutting serious checks to our Governor Cuomo. At least we're not seeing big money coming in from upstate. The rural areas aren't supporting our current governor. So I see Iggy's posting in there. But
yeah.
So what was the topic tonight? What were you going to cover?
I do not know, Ron.
Did Ron tell you at the last minute again?
We lost Reza.
You know what? He didn't tell me at all. I just happened to check my email.
Again?
Yeah, he's pretty bad about that.
Ron, what's with you, buddy? If you don't see me in the chat room, there's a reason for that. I haven't gotten my browser open yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you were a browser.
Hey, what? What was that?
He's looking in the windows. We know about your kind. One of those window browsers.
Hey, me and George are both browsers. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, listen here. Let me tell you something, all right? You know, I'm like, you know, the guy down on 233rd Street and 3rd Avenue, you know? I'm the guy that you don't want to do that to. So, look, I'm not a brown noser. No, my name isn't Cuomo. My name isn't Obama. So don't even go there, you know?
Huh.
I said browser, not brown noser.
Okay, who is a brown noser?
Well, let me see. To clarify what a brown noser is, it's somebody whose nose is stuck up somebody's ass so far. You get the idea now? That's the classic brown noser. I thought for a second there that Ron was implying that I was a brown noser when I said browser.
No, yeah. I said browser.
Oh, you did
I
say
said
browser.
Browser.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Have to clarify these things, you know.
Don't you remember the movie? Don't you remember the movie? Easy Money, Rodney Dangerfield, Joe Pesci.
Yep.
They're in Monahan, the department store, and they go into that one little shop there, and he just says, come on in and browse. And the lady says, no, we don't like your kind in here. And they go, well, the sign says, come on in and browse.
You know, me and him are browsers. Yeah, hey, we're browsers. Yeah, he's a browser from his mother's side, you know.
Lord have mercy. Stop, Diamond. Thank you for the link. We discussed that last night, and we couldn't find anything to really verify it with on mainstream media, because something like that, of course, you know, mainstream media would have a field day with it. But could not verify it, and I had meant to check the Drudge or, you know, Alex Jones sites or something like that to see if I could find it today, but unfortunately I did not do so. But so far, as far as I know, that is not true. Was, you know, it can't be verified. So, but thank you anyway. Thank you very much for posting the link in.
Remember the movie in The Godfather when Sonny drives up to the toll booth and everybody jumps up with Thompson machine guns and they just keep shooting at him?
Nope.
You never saw the movie The Godfather?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, it's a classic.
I know.
This just happened in Ottawa.
I've never seen the other one that everybody's seen, Scarface. Never seen that one either.
The link that I just put up there, this 18-year-old kid was shot by the cops up in Canada. And 15 cops opened fire on the 15 cops opened fire at the same time.
Yeah, and Scarface, by the way, George here. Scarface was Al Pacino, who, holding a weapon in his hand, said, "Say hello to my little friend," and then opened fire.
Oh, is that where that saying came from?
Yep, that came from Scarface.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you something. The scene that Mike described about in The Godfather, when Sonny went to the toll booth, and the guard and the toll booth operator went to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Sonny knew, oh shit, I'm in trouble now. And of course they turned the toll booth and his car into Swiss cheese.
Oh, this is the same situation with this. 15 to 16 cops shooting at the kid at the same time.
Yeah, I see. Are you talking about this one?
Yeah.
Investigators. That's terrible.
And their family members were there.
That is terrible.
Imagine the father and him watching.
He's still just a baby. He's 18. No, he's still just a baby.
Oh, is that Ottawa? It wasn't Canada then. Maybe it was. No, Ottawa, Canada. I thought it... No, Kansas. Is that Kansas? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that Indian Territory?
Canada. Unbelievable.
Isn't that Indian Territory?
No, it's... I don't think so. Kansas?
No, Ottawa.
But it's a town of Ottawa, Kansas, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's Indian Territory. I'm not sure, but...
Well, because they're calling it the Kansas
so.
Bureau of Investigation instead of Police Department.
Yeah, well, it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it wasn't Indian Territory, regardless of whose territory it is.
I mean, to have 15 or 16 cops open fire? What the...
Yeah. He was heading to Walmart. Boy,
well, it must have been a major city. I mean, Walmart's not going to open in a village. So.
No, well, it all depends on where Walmart is. You know, he said he was heading to Walmart. He was walking back.
I'm reading through shootings. There's been a lot of shootings going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The death of a 13-year-old boy in Georgia, shot while he was in bed.
Oh, my goodness.
2 hours ago, this just came out.
Oh, my goodness.
What was that, Mike?
Oh, that's terrible.
A 13-year-old boy, shot while he was in bed. This just came out 2 hours ago. I'll put this up, too.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the story is. I haven't read it, but... There's been a lot going on here. Oh, is it a drive-by shooting? Jesus Christ. But they arrest them, they put them through the system, and what do? They turn them around and they let them loose again. So they're out and they...
The child who got shot, and if he was the victim of the drive-by shooting, how do you arrest him for being the victim? You know, that's criminalizing the victim. I mean, I know that that's popular in the United States, but...
Are they charging... Where did it say that they were arresting
him? No, I thought you said, what are they going to do, let him out?
No, these criminals. No, the gang members, when they arrest gang members, say they catch the guys that did the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
How often do they arrest these gang members? Well, we don't have proof. Well, you know what? We're going to let you go on probation. And they go, there's a revolving door. You know how they say the court system works?
They
these
let
kids go in, they slap their wrist.
After they shoot somebody?
You know how many times they don't have the proof, even though everybody in the police know that these are the ones that committed it? And they get away. A lot of people get away with stuff today. The courts let them get away with it. Even look what happened in New York with the wacko that we had that was shooting at the fire department it was after Newtown shooting. Shortly after that, there was a psycho that lit his house on fire, killed his sister, and shot at the firemen when they came to put out the fire on the house. And it turned out that this guy was let out on parole after killing his grandmother with a hammer.
Oh, Lord. You know,
and everybody came in and said, why did you let them out?
I want to be a turtle.
Why did you let them out of, why did you let him out of prison? You know the guy's nuts.
Well, how long was he in there for? Maybe he did his time.
Well, did his time?
I don't know. I just don't have an answer.
I mean, some people
that are
just...
But I wish I could be a turtle and put my head back in a shell.
Yeah, even Charles Manson, do you think they're ever going to let him out?
And well, I don't, Lord, you know what? I don't know.
He's a whack job. He doesn't believe, he shouldn't, doesn't belong in society. But a lot of people in society, they say, well, he did his time. He did his, okay. Then you're going to end up risking another murder that's going to,
Mike, Iggy's mom said that was Darren Webster.
Yep, that wacko. He should have never been let out of jail.
He killed his sister and set the house on fire.
Yeah.
Well, how long was he in jail for? I mean...
I don't know.
I mean, but that was arson and murder? Wow.
Yep.
So it had to be premeditated, so it should have been first-degree murder. You
know,
no.
He came out of jail. He was released from jail on probation or whatever. After... serving time for killing his grandmother with a hammer, bashing her head in.
Oh, that is terrible.
Then while he was out on probation and he was living with his sister, he ended up getting a gun, killed his sister or something, lit the house on fire, and then waited for the fire department showed up and opened fire on the fire department and killed more people. Mm. I don't know, Iggy, do you remember how many he killed? Was it one or two of the firemen, wounded a bunch?
Aaron, so much for the sister having compassion for her brother and letting him stay with her.
Yeah. And so much for society having compassion for the wackos and letting them out of jail.
Iggy said the next 17-year-old next-door neighbor was arrested and convicted of buying him the gun.
Yep.
Wow. Lord have mercy.
But people think the gun laws work. They don't work. These guys are they don't.
But...
If you're a whack job and you're going to kill somebody,
two
you're going to find a way to do it.
Two firemen were killed. That's really terrible. Wow. I just don't have the words. I don't know. I have to take payday stance. Blame it on the government. I just don't know. No, I don't know who you... I don't know. Demons, shoot. They're just demons.
Yeah,
a whole lot
something.
Of demons running around. And it just, Lord have mercy. Now, people just lost their minds.
Yeah.
And they become demons. Shoot. I mean, I just don't know what to say.
No.
Hello, gunslinger. Wow, Boy, now, you know what? And they're probably going to find that Lord, I don't know. Probably say that the child was on Ritalin or something when he was younger. The guy who y'all said that set the house on fire and killed his sister. And I just don't know. I truly just don't know.
No, the system is messed
let's
up.
Let's go to the conspiracy side. He was chipped.
Oh.
Thank you, Iggy. He had a chip in him, and the chip. Oh, no, that was you. Well, thank you also, Iggy. But, okay. But he had a chip in him. I don't know what to say.
No, it's bad. It's not safe out there. And the jails and the courts don't make it any safer.
No, it's not. That's the reason why I said the only thing I can say is he was... I just don't know.
No.
I just don't know. But they're saying that Muslims spending time in jail is at an all-time high. But that's because the country blames everything on Muslims. Everything that happens, it's they're Muslim or, you know, something which is foolish. I mean, Christians and everybody else goes to jail, too. Unfortunately, you know, I think it's terrible that you got to keep identifying people by, you know, race or what political affiliation they are and what religion they are.
Well,
and that's
we have
just
to be
something
realistic.
That when they keep saying Muslim, it just causes fear. Lord, I mean, I see Muslims. I'm not afraid of them. You know, I speak to them. They speak to me. And, you know, we go on about our day.
I don't fear them. But I do fear what some of them, not all of them, but some of them are capable of doing to me. Especially after one episode that I had to deal with coming home from active duty. When I was on active duty, when they tried to force convert me, and they ended up scattering and one going to jail for it, they got lucky. Mm-hmm. I got lucky. They tried to do it in a public place. So it's not the person that I fear too much. It's the ideology that scares me.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's just people everywhere. Wait a minute, we have 214, I believe this is...
That's Gunslinger.
Okay. And, hello, Gunslinger.
Yeah, I'm open, okay. I just wanted to make a comment about the gangs, okay?
Yeah.
I think it ought to be open season on them, okay? Because what good are they? Let's face the facts here. It is what it is. What good are these gang members? They do prostitution. They do drugs. They do crime. Let's open season. No bag women. Okay? Now,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll never rid this country of crime. Crime has been in society ever since day one of any society. But we can control it a little bit. So, you can't rehabilitate these people. You send them to prison, they come out a better gang member because what's in prison? Gangs. They that you tried to take them out of by sending them to prison. It's a revolving doors complex.
Yeah.
What else is there? What else is there? You cannot rehabilitate these people. They have a reprobate mind. They have one thing on their mind: kill, crime, drugs. Piece of lead will solve that problem, won't it? Go ahead.
Yeah, but that also sounds like our politicians.
That's
and
right, too.
A lot of our police force. You know, where they consider them gangs. I mean, and I'm not for gangs. I mean, please don't get it wrong. I am not for gangs. I'm just not for open season on hunting on people. Like they're animals.
Well, remember that these things are not people. They're subhuman. I mean, an animal wouldn't act the way these people act. An animal out in the wild would not do that. An animal only kills for survival. These people kill because of thrill of it. They get a high. They get off on it. So they're actually lower than an animal, really, if you want to put it down the basis here. So what good does those kind of people do society? Are they engineers? Are they scientists? Are they electricians? Are they plumbers? Are they construction? To build society up, all they do is tear it down. Look at Detroit. Go ahead.
Antoinette.
Yes.
There's a link I'm waiting to see that I can copy. There's a link right here. Look at this. Look at this thing. This is how the system works. It doesn't work, but
the UK news and law.
No, no, no.
Oh,
I just put
okay.
something
underneath,
up just now.
Okay, you just put it up. Okay, thank you.
Look at this.
Yes, I'm waiting for it to open. Massachusetts cop was killed by a career criminal. Out on parole despite 3 life sentences.
Why?
Okay.
Was he out on parole?
I don't know. That
this
doesn't
is how
make any
this
sense.
But you know what? We have to be nice. He could have rehabilitated himself. We should let him free. He can live with us in society and be nice, and we can sing Kumbaya all together. No, we can't. I agree with Gunn. We got to put accountability, and this, we have to tighten up society because you let it get out of control. You can't let these criminals out in society where they're going to commit murder, rape, and everything else. Look at this. Had a rap sheet filled with armed robberies, assault, other offenses. 3 life sentences since 1976.
That's horrible. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And what good has these people done? I have to agree with Mike, and he agrees with me.
Yep.
If we don't nip this in the butt, these criminals are going to take this country over, okay? Look at Detroit, 500,000 gang members, for God's sake, in Detroit alone. And like I said, what have they contributed to society? They're a leech on society. They are a cancer on society. You could either live with cancer and hopefully it won't kill you, or you could try to eradicate it to keep it from killing you. I know it sounds cruel. But really, it's not, okay? Because if we don't do something to curb this kind of criminality in this country, these damn criminals are going to take this country over. And I ain't talking about the...
Well, criminals took the country over from the beginning. I mean,
no,
you know,
we're talking
at the foundation.
Street criminals that are murderers. Never mind the other
and
type of criminals
that
are white collar.
And so the ones that came here, they did the same thing. I mean, it's, you know, I mean...
White collar, blue collar...
Look, it was founded on criminals coming and stealing and killing. And I'm, you know, I mean, so how do you expect something that was founded on wrongness, that was founded on everything that was ungodly, that claimed to be godly, that is going to produce godliness?
I wouldn't, I disagree with a lot of, well, I mean, you go back into history, the Mayflower and the when they settled and when they came here to this country, the Mayflower didn't come here with an armada with armies behind them to defeat the Indians. There was trade. Remember, we bought Manhattan, and
people that were here did not have guns.
Do you remember we bought Manhattan? There was trade.
How can you buy what wasn't yours?
We bought it from the Indians. They owned it. They sold it to us.
Yes,
there was trade that went on.
How can you write up a deed in your language, in your understanding, and who on the Indian side understood what you wrote and what you said? They had to take your word for it. And therefore, seeing how good it was taking y'all's word for it, y'all had Thanksgiving because the Indians got killed.
Huh? You lost me, Antoinette.
Okay, never mind, never mind.
Yeah, you lost me. It's a whole different...
It's okay. It's just that, you know, the Indians were killed by guns, by
disease. Like I keep saying, we can't judge history by how we live today. It was a different reality back then.
But see, that goes back to history and where it's convenient for you at.
Well, the same thing happened in Africa. There were warring tribes.
But we're not talking about Africa.
The Zulus went in and they massacred people, and they met back then. And why did those tribes fight with each other back then and beheadings and everything else? And why do we have headhunters in New Guinea and that were attacking other tribes? And it was a different world back then. And there was you know, you can't compare it. I wouldn't say that our country started with, the Mayflower didn't
well,
have armies
behind
it.
That way.
No, they went. They didn't come over here to defeat and then take the riches and go back to England. They came over here to make a life and cut a deal with the Indians to live here in peace.
Well, they did. They came over here and they took the land from the Indians and it was given to the Queen.
We fought for our independence. No. Initially, they fought. They wanted to get away from for religious reasons, get away from the Church of England, get away from England. The Mayflower,
yeah,
the whole thing about the Mayflower.
You know what? I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of deep history in there. It doesn't fit a lot of narratives.
Yeah, it is. But when is it convenient?
Remember what the Indians did. They were scalping the people over here. You know, those people are really savages at that time. Okay. They were scalping the people that were coming over here. They were raping the women that was coming over here. I mean, it's like, well, you know, it's the Wild West. I mean, that's the way it was back then. So you had to defend yourself. You had to. That's why they rounded them up, because they tried to, you know, civilize them. They tried to, you know, teach them religion and all this stuff, and they wouldn't accept it. So they had to put them in, you know,
they
Indian
reservations. They had their own religion. You know, I mean, you come and you take land from people, and then you're supposed to change the rules on how they live.
That's what conquerors have done throughout the century. I mean,
and so that makes it right. That makes it right.
That makes it reality. That's how it worked back then. That's how it's reality. That's how it worked back then, whether it was Europe, Africa, Asia. It was a different world, and it was eat or be eaten, kill or be killed.
That's right.
The stronger survived. And that sucks, but it's reality. That's how the world existed back then. And if the ones are the liberals, they were the first ones to end up in the pot with the cannibals.
Again, you know, as I said, you know, it's taking history back to where it's most convenient.
No, that's how it is. It was, you know, kill or be killed. It was a different world. And
it's either kill or be killed.
You know, you take it back to the beginning of time. Cavemen with sticks and stones fighting each other over
the cavemen was over in York, in the Caucasus Mountains.
But see, this is the problem, guys, that we have run into this country. We have been sissified, okay?
Yep.
Most of the people in this country today are a bunch of sissies, okay? And I'm not talking about the people that are in the know, okay? Like me, you, and probably most of you people that, you know, that's listening in on the show or in the chat room or wherever, okay? I openly carry a gun. I've got a .357 Magnum strapped on my side right now. I'm not a sissy, and I'm not scared to use it. But a lot of people, you go and some people will look at you and see that gun and go, oh, my God, a gun! They freak out. Like, what? That's the second thing I put on when I put my pants on. My gun. You know, so it's the culture that has changed, and because of the liberals. Oh, guns are bad. Oh, no, nobody should have guns. You know, them founding fathers, they were just a bunch of terrorists, you know? We've lost it.
I mean, everything with law and reality is so upside down. Did you see this about, look at this one right here, Gunn. You're not going to believe this. I don't know if you might have seen it before. I just put it up. The family of a criminal wants to sue.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm like once you heard all that.
Huh?
Yeah, see, that's what I've told on Georgia's show many times.
We're comparing the difference between a pit bull tongue and a cat tongue. That's what we're talking about.
The what?
Well, you can't. Catch
that. I'm losing. I'm hearing.
Yeah, you got Ron. You got to talk up.
Is Ron talking to us? I don't think he's talking to us.
There you go. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, you cannot, you know, unless we do something, unless the men of this country grow some balls, excuse my French, okay, it's never going to change. And, like I've said on the Georgia show many times, you can't, in today's society, you cannot shoot the wound. Because these bastards will turn around and sue you for every dime that you got. I learned that when I went to officer school and when I got my CHL. You shoot to kill.
Look at this. Convicted killer sues the victim's family.
Yes, I saw that.
Do you see this? This shows that the system is upside down. The court system and everything is upside down. Common sense is gone. Accountability is totally gone. And if it gets any further, I mean it's already taken a turn for the worse. But if it gets worse, we're going to end up with like street law is going to be going in because nobody's going to trust the court system. Court system's out. It's out to lunch.
The court system works sometimes.
It doesn't work
all the time.
Not when it allows things like that.
Well, the reason the court system works is because money.
Yeah.
Look at the money that they make. Look how many people Look how many people are incarcerated in this country alone. We lead the world in the number of people incarcerated for bullshit crimes. Okay, petty theft, petty stuff. Money, because they make money. Private prison systems. The government makes money off of them. Jails, attorneys, prison system makes money.
Everybody makes money.
The city
and state. That county.
Yeah. Everybody makes money except you, and you're the one that's getting screwed.
Yeah, you're the victim.
You're the victim.
That's exactly right. They make money off of you being victimized.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
The whole system is backwards. This is why it's got to change in this country. We got to grab the system, rip it apart, and start all over again because this system is screwing too many people today. Innocent people their lives are being destroyed because of this corrupt system that we got here today. And you can see it every day. I'm not making this up. You can see it plain with your own two eyes how the court system is screwed up, how the government is screwed up. How your local government screwed up. They're all after you for your money. Taxes. Tax on this. Tax on that. Tax on every damn thing that you can't even turn around twice and look around your house that you haven't paid some type of freaking tax on. Okay? Even the water coming out of your damn hydrant, you pay tax on that damn shit. And what, 7/8 of this world is covered in water?
Going into overtime?
Yeah. We still have a half an hour, I believe.
Oh, I thought you had...
Yeah, we have 30 minutes.
Yeah, and then, you know what, then you have the other people that have money that get away with it, like this retard, which I don't understand how just because he's a DuPont, I guess, unless he could afford an army of lawyers.
You know what, that didn't even make any sense. That did not make any sense at all.
What, how would this guy get away with it?
Yeah.
Take a look at it. I mean, it's got to be the money that did it.
I remember when it happened.
Yeah. Do you remember how the judge, how could the judge say he wouldn't fare well?
Who cares? He was too rich and too white. I mean, and those are her actual words.
Unbelievable.
He was too rich and too white to go to jail.
And
he
we're going to trust the courts.
He would not survive in prison.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know how,
and
you
those
know what that...
were her words because that happened here in Delaware.
You know what that boils down to? Money talks,
and
bullshit walks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just exactly like this case that we had, I think it was around Fort Worth, Texas, what was it, last year or maybe a year before now, where that teenager killed those four people and put one guy in the wheelchair. He scot-free. Four people died because he got drunk as a skunk, 16 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And goes out there and mows over four people, innocent people. And yet because his parents are rich, they bought the system off. They literally bought the system off. There you go. Money talks, bullshit walks. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That is wrong. I can't believe this. The system has devolved into the type of situation that we live in today. It's sickening. It's disgusting.
Well, we can thank the bureaucrats in Washington. We can thank the local bureaucrats at the state level, city level,
yeah.
town level, county level.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, when you've got bureaucrats who could care less about the letter of the law than people care to admit, that's when you have situations like this.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, Gunslinger, it's not hard to figure out, man. You and I, you, me, Mike, Antoinette, Ron, everybody in the chat room, we can sit here and figure this out, but they can't. Bureaucrats have a one-track mind. Here's a typical bureaucrat in this situation.
Well, he served his time, so therefore he doesn't have to stay in jail anymore, so we can release him. He's been on good behavior.
That's the mentality that they have. It's not a question of, I don't give a damn what he was like on the inside. If the man murdered 20, 30, 40 people, guess what? One life is one life too many. You put him in jail for 25 to life, you put him in and screw the damn parole bullshit. That's for the friggin' birds. I'm sorry. You got a problem with overcrowding in the jails? Open up Alcatraz again. Stop making it a tourist attraction and reopen Alcatraz. I bet you dollars of donuts people will be sitting there going, no,
that'll never
ain't
happen.
Going there, Pally.
That'll never happen. They won't, because, you know,
yeah.
the bleeding hearts that are out there will say, you know, it's not fair to treat them like that and to put them and incarcerate them like this. These are still human beings. We have to be considerate.
It's so cruel.
It's but then I'll tell you what, when the criminals come knocking on their door and kicking their doors in, then all of a sudden...
Yeah,
the only
changes.
Problem with that is that it's so many people that are in prison that are innocent. Not so many, but it is people that are in prison that are innocent, and the innocent people that are in prison, and then you got the guilty people that are walking around. Just like you see with the DuPont.
Like him or that murderer up in Massachusetts. The guy's a career criminal. What do you have, three life sentences? And they let the guy through, they let him out on parole.
What would you consider violent?
The what?
Iggy's mother asked, what would you consider violent?
Oh, there's domestic abuse. There's a lot of violence that's out there.
Murderers, rapers, armed robbers, pedophiles.
Oh, the pedophiles, that's different. That's a whole different class.
But
they're making pedophilia pedophilia is going to be just like homosexuality and everything else.
No.
That's from the Republican.
Will Mike?
That's from the Republican.
I don't get that word. I don't get that word they call people pedophile. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, you are a child.
I know
rapist.
What it means.
They
I got the meaning of it. Here's what I'm saying, man. Who in their right mind would want to pet a file? Why
don't you cut a file?
Get your finger off. Pet a file. Well, I don't understand where the word came from. Where is the definition?
It's just to make it sound pretty, Ron. That's all.
Okay, well, petting a file. You know what a file is? Don't you file down metal? You know? You like stick to your feet. What? Pet a bench grinder. Pet your bench grinder while it's running at full speed.
You know, chainsaw
while it's running full blast. That's
how much sense
it makes.
That's my
opinion. I thought I'd jump into that,
guys. I was wondering what happened to you. They're making that legal.
Being a pedophile?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's from... Google it. I believe it's in North Carolina. Or South Carolina, but it's from... I'm not saying it's legal yet, but they're trying to make it so it's just another alternative sexual thing. To me, it's a crime, and whoever is low enough to touch a child in the wrong way needs to...
Listen to this. They're trying to make it in school that it's okay to have two daddies or two mommies.
Yeah, it's okay to have two daddies, two mommies in school.
They think it's perfectly great to have that. Two daddies, two mommies. Oh, no problem. Yay. You know, all this. Well, baloney on that.
Well, you know, a lot of the words, they're derived from the Greek, some of them from ancient Greek.
Yeah, I was
going
to say that, but I didn't want to offend
no,
you.
No, it is.
I didn't want to offend you, so I just didn't say anything.
Pedia in Greek is children. Pedia. And then filia is friendly, or filia can also mean kisses or friend, or love. You know, so it means like child love, pedophilia, pediaphilia. So pedophilia, that's basically where it came from. And no, we don't use Windex. For those of you who saw Big Fat Greek Wedding, no, don't believe that shit. I remember, don't you remember that old Greek, the guy that said, give me any word you want and I'm going to show you how it comes from Greek. Don't you remember that movie?
No.
You didn't see that movie.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of
it. Antoinette, we got to get you to the movie theater. You got to start seeing some of these movies.
Don't send me to a movie theater.
We got to start. We'll chip it in with sending new tickets. That's all there is to it.
We need to get a movie theater to cut her grass, too. I can't go. My son does that.
Get her out of that yard and push for her. Get you one of those sickle type mowers, you know.
With a Hemi engine?
No, I don't know what the cutoff age is. I'm talking about the rotary. I don't know. But the thing about it is, I want to weld it where it can't cock back and unspool. You know, it stays in drive all the time. When you pull forward or backwards, it's still in drive.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's changing your garden equipment.
My sons are just pains in the neck at times, okay? They call themselves being protective, but... they just go over the top. But I love them.
What is this about clown lawsuit? Something about Kid Rock?
I don't know. Who is Kid Rock?
Kid Rock is upset for being dragged into insane clown lawsuit or something. Sexual harassment lawsuit.
I don't even know who he is. I don't have the slightest idea.
I just ran into this right now. I'm looking lost. This stuff up. Kid Rock during a sexual harassment lawsuit being prompted by the court to hand over an important piece of the puzzle. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Okay.
No, they wanted a glass dildo. So he had to go to court and turn over. What's going on with these people?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
People are just sick in the head.
Yeah, they really are. I don't know.
Lord. I tell you, I would like to have a day where there's no news. But, of course, you know, can't have that. Because they're going to make it. They're going to make news regardless.
Kid Rock, you've seen him. I don't know what shows he was on. Do you?
I don't know.
Ron, what shows was wasn't he on... what was that show that he was on, Kid Rock? He's got albums out.
I don't know. I still don't know.
Here, you're going to see, maybe you'll recognize a picture of him, but here's the article
in
Billboard magazine.
I don't know.
I don't have the slightest idea. Okay, I'm going to look.
It's in Billboard magazine.
Bye with the bye song, huh?
I don't know.
What the heck is that? I can already tell you, I definitely don't know if it goes like that. Bye with the what? What the heck? I don't know. Lord, no. I don't know who that child is. Well, he doesn't even look. Lord, have mercy, no.
Yeah, this is the first time running into this. What was the date on this? July 23rd, 2014. Boy, that didn't hit the mainstream media, did it? That would talk about embarrassing. Your Honor, here's the evidence. Right.
I'd love to be there. I would pay money.
And Dang Clown Posse loses FBI gang lawsuit.
Jesus Christ. And it's in Billboard magazine.
The FBI lost a lawsuit, huh? Okay. Wow. Oh,
right,
my. Ro, you know who that is? That Wild with the Bob be jamming. I've never heard of it. And Supernatural, you said it's a good song. I still have never heard of it. I've never heard of Kid Rock. See, y'all are really making me feel old. Darn.
Oh,
I know the
on.
Barney songs. I know Sesame Street songs.
Okay, let me make you feel a lot better, Antoinette. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care.
Oh.
Why? Because he sounds like a breakfast cereal instead of a rap artist.
Oh.
And I go back far enough, thankfully, where I remember what real music actually sounded like. You know, where you could understand the lyrics.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
That's why they call
times.
Me the dinosaur of doo-wop.
Yeah, see, and I remember doo-wop.
So.
All right, Ron. Now you just.
If you remember doo-wop, then we're doing pretty good for ourselves because we are young enough to remember it.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness, Roltan. Now, how would you know? Have you been there?
Naj.
Really?
Naj, no more coffee for you tonight. That's it. No more coffee. Behave.
Two beans, man.
No, but hopefully. Oh, my goodness.
One of my favorite classics. Do you remember this one? This is one of my favorites. I love this one. Remember this?
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow and then the day...
You don't remember that one?
I am... They're coming to
it
take
sounds
me
familiar.
I have that as a ring for my cell phone.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young
men. You know what I got for my cell phone tonight?
It sounds familiar.
That's They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Yeah.
You don't remember that one?
I vaguely.
If you don't listen to a song a lot, you tend to, after a while, you tend to forget it if you don't hear it for a while.
Yeah.
There are some songs.
Well, I mean, there's some old songs that I hear that I haven't heard in, Lord, probably since that decade. But when I hear it, it's just like, oh my goodness.
That one's a ringtone.
I remember that, but no, I.
In trouble with the psychiatric people. Used to be known as St. Francis Hospital. Now it's owned by Westchester Medical Center. It's called Mid-Hub Regional now. And they have a psychiatric ward up there. Well, I went there one Friday night for an AA meeting. And one of the people that works in the psychiatric department heard my phone go off. And you know what I got for my trouble? Two orderlies the size of Mount Rushmore standing on either side of me going... We're coming to take you away, ha-ha. We're coming to take you away. I said, I'm CAA meeting. Have fun. And I zipped into
the elevator. Now I remember that one. Okay, I remember that song. Okay.
Okay. I don't.
Took me a minute. I was a little slow. All right.
Okay. Ron.
Yeah, both.
You have someone on here, and I think I know who this is, but.
You do?
Yeah, probably. Okay, mystery.
Hey,
how...
it's Antoinette. It's Supernatural Radio.
Supernatural.
Oh, hello. Okay. Look, and I had my I had the mouse clicked right on the hang up button too.
I don't blame you, believe me.
Because I truly was not expecting you.
So you guys, okay, so I was at another radio show last night, BTR show, and I think I might have said this to you before, but why, okay, so it's the majority of the people at this show are black, okay? Is that, like, not right to say black anymore? I don't even know. But anyways, but I am, like, hated.
Are you a racist?
No,
we are colorless
hated.
Here. We are colorless here.
Right.
There
sure.
is no color.
I understand.
There is no color.
Listen.
You can say black.
Is
not
but there are
black.
Greeks. There is at least this one Greek. So be aware. There's one colorless Greek.
I love Greeks. I love Greeks. But I got to say, it's like I feel so unwelcome when I go to this other show because they really, Antoinette, you know what I'm talking about? They really hate white people. And
we'd like to thank you for voicing your opinion and hope you come back and visit us again soon. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you on.
Well, you know what? Let me say this for everyone, including this show.
I'll behave.
Including this show and anybody else's show. You know, you go if you like it, you stay. If you don't like it, then don't go.
Supernatural, don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you.
Yeah, I mean that's the only thing that I can say. I mean, if you go and you like what the show is about, then stay. If you go and you don't like what the show is about, then leave. You know, the same thing with here. If you like what we do, then fine, stay. If you don't, then leave. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there are shows that I don't like, and
I
just don't go.
Yeah, but the thing is,
no,
Antoinette,
it's over.
I feel like when I'm listening to this show, it's like I understand. Like, I think, you know, I can never really understand because I'm white. But, I mean, I side with them on so many different things. And then, you know, but to voice my opinion, it's like, it doesn't mean anything. And I feel like, why is this still happening at this day and age? You know what I mean? Like, why are we, like, divided when there's so much that we're all against with the government that we should all be, like, pulling together? You know what I mean? But I don't know. Whatever. It kind of makes me feel like, it makes me feel bad. You know, it makes me feel, not bad, but I feel like, shit, man. I can't even come here and, like, say what I feel because I'm not, like, of your color or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
I understand what you mean. Well, let me say this. 10 minutes left, y'all. Ron, are you going overtime?
I don't know. I just work here.
No. I can
run. Okay, now.
Sometimes
you're
I think Ron is
show?
In another world.
I think so, too.
Who?
Who?
If I was in another world, I wouldn't be on VTR. I'm checking out I have this fine-tuned violin here I'm playing with, right?
Oh,
and,
boy. We're not giving you a symptom. I'm not...
Well,
Lord have mercy. We're not gonna cry a tear for you.
No, I'm looking at my heartbeat, watching my heartbeat and kind of need to watch it. You know, it's like a fine-tuned violin. Never looked this way in years, and it's crazy. It's wild. I love
it. Last time the doctor told me my heart was like a finely tuned instrument, I said, "What one?" She goes, "Well, it's not a fiddle, and it's not a guitar, and it's not a piano." I say, "Well, what?" She goes, "A broken bass drum." I said, "A broken bass drum?" She goes, "Yeah. Every time your heart beats, it goes, boom, 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 help! Boom, 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 help!" And that's what it does. Oh, okay. Whatever. Thanks, Doc. Now you just scared the crap out of me.
Now, boom, 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 boom. Now get the beat right. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, sorry. I digress.
Ron, are you going over?
Yes,
okay.
I guess so. If I must.
Well, you don't have to.
I don't know. I'm forced into everything I do anymore. Every chick on four triple guy.
Oh,
boy.
I've heard of the Keystone Cop.
Whenever,
the call-in number is 718-508-9813. And in a moment, I will give you the link for the chat.
And operators are standing by. Have your credit cards ready.
Okay. Ferguson took over the Keystone Cops. Oh, my goodness. Somebody's dog is really loud.
No, it's my keyboard. I'm doing it to aggravate my dogs because they want to go out, and they're both looking at me like freaking out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the dogs are looking at me like, what the heck is that? Okay, now let me let them out. I'm going to mute myself while I take them out. Hold on.
I seen that, Nodge, that they had the rally yesterday for that police officer. I did see that. I don't know how that.
Supernatural, lady on Supernatural Radio. I got, you know, your name, Mystery Go-Go. Is that correct? How you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering. Because it reminds me of that song. I can't remember what band it is. I know who did it. I don't remember. You know,
who let the dog
out?
Now, I've heard
go.
Of that. I don't remember who made it.
No. I'm talking about Mystery Go-Go, the middle of the word, the go-go part of it.
Oh.
You know, wake me up before you go-go.
Oh, wake me up before you go-go.
Right. That's what my leg clicked in my head. So I was into some Chicago earlier. I was playing some Chicago, you know, songs earlier. I can't get in the studio to play on my drum kit or sing anything right now, but I was listening to Peter Cetera, If You Leave Me Now and all that stuff like that, and that song, okay. I'm getting back in the 80s.
Yeah, no shit. No, yeah. That was Wham, Ron.
Wham, that's right, right. That's
That was a good
that was
song,
back in my
man.
That's
back in my heyday in music business. Now, what did you do in the music
business, Ron? I'm a drummer, singer, and guitarist.
Okay. But did you go out and play and stuff, or?
Yes. A lot.
Okay. Yeah.
I still work on music business today.
Good. Because I always say a musician, there's some musicians that are lifers, and some that are just like hacks. You know what I mean?
Right,
and if you really got the music in you, it's in you, and you always play, and that's what you should do.
Right. Well, that's why I asked my cardiologist. I mean, how can my heart be out of rhythm when I'm a drummer? No, I've been in it since I was, man. Shit. I love music since the day I can hear it. But I became a musician. I started playing guitar when I was 6. I started playing drums when I was around 11.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's cool.
Singing, I've been a singer for a long time, too. So, you know, part of the
but
way it goes. That's what I got.
Yeah. So Ron, are you still playing and stuff, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still play.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every day. But I had AFib in my heart, so I had last week. So I mean, I ain't been able to do nothing right now. I kind of suck, but I play every day. I play.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to. I mean, that's
well,
true. Like,
I've been
that's
up with a lot of big
soul.
Names in the business. You know, I've been on tour, constant tour. I think when I won my first tour, I never stopped touring since. You know, till now. This part. Well, actually, I went on the last tour I was on was last year. I ain't been on tour since, so I'm taking a break. I'm tired.
Drumming is like the hardest thing, you know?
No, it's not. Drumming is not that hard. It really not.
Oh, it looks like a lot of
work. Well, timing, but it comes naturally like riding a bike. But there's something, I never stop learning to play. You never will stop learning to play that instrument. And I like a big mixed blend for my system. I don't like just, you know, a 5-piece drum kit. I'm not that kind.
I like bigger, better, you know, type thing. But it ain't for the bigger and better. I'm not going for the showmanship of the, you know, the big drum set. Is I like to have the variety of the tones, the sounds, and the mix, you know, the other music I'm producing out of it. That's what I want, different sounds, you know what I mean? I don't want the same basics always, all the time, you know, new repetitions and all that stuff. No. I want to change it up. I want something different.
Right.
I love jazz. Jazz drumming, that's a great way to, you know, I've been in forever. But I'm also a heavy metal drummer. So, from jazz, heavy metal, kind of crazy. But Buddy Rich is one of my biggest teachers I ever learned to play drums. Buddy Rich, Neil Peart, a lot of drummers. And, you know, and I was, like I said, I've been with a lot of big names in the business. And I was going on tour last year. And I was with Bill Dees last year. He's a guy who wrote a song, Old Pretty Woman, with Roy Orbison. So,
oh, wow.
Famous guy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Roy Orbison. I saw him before he died, like a month before he died.
Right. Well, you should know who Bill Dees is then. You know, that guy.
Yeah, I mean, the name is very familiar.
All right, excuse me just for one moment. Ron, yeah, 3 minutes.
Right, call in 718-508-9813. You want to carry on the conversation. We're going into overtime. Is that what you want to do? But anyway, Bill Dees was when Roy Orbison's first wife got killed. Bill was there when it happened. They were on motorcycles.
Wow.
She pulled out in front of him and got killed. But he wrote that song about her. My Old Pretty Woman was wrote about her. Before that ever happened. It was before that ever happened.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
different story. So,
I didn't know that.
The song took 3 minutes to write, but it took 6 days to come up with an ending. That's what Bill told me. That's all it took to write that song.
Jeez.
Yeah. And they didn't know. But anyway, he wrote the song It's Over. He wrote that song too. So
yeah. Yeah.
Wrote that one also.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He recorded, you know, did both the original songs that you heard those with Bill Dees and Roy Orbison together. The high tenor tones you heard was Bill Dees singing. It wasn't Roy Orbison. You know.
Oh my God.
It's a weird one. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
If you look on YouTube and look at Roy Orbison and Bill Dees on the Ed Sullivan Show, you see Bill Dees playing a keyboard. And that's Bill Dees. So there you go. Nature World, and everything. That was during the Beatles invasion, you know.
Yeah, right. Now, I didn't realize that Roy also wrote, Cyndi Lauper did the song many years later, but it was It Drove All Night. And that's a great song.
Right.
I mean, Roy wrote freaking great songs, you know. I mean,
right.
There's no question. But I didn't know about this other guy, so thank you for telling me
Bill
that, you know.
Yeah, just look up the name Bill Dees. You'll see it.
So why aren't you touring now? Why?
Because I don't want to. I'm doing more recording work now than anything at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not with anybody else right now.
Right,
I've had a lot
of
offers, trust me, tons and tons of offers. I still get them, but no. I need a break. But, you know, because when I stopped touring with Bill, Bill passed away. And me and Bill were really good friends, you know. So it's kind of hard for me to get back out there, you know, for a minute.
I hear
you.
But
I still play. I play a few local gigs around town, stuff like that, some people want me to play with, and, you know, I'll go out and hang out. But, no, nothing in the big game. But, you know, it's all right. It's okay. It's work. It is hard work.
Woo-hoo.
Traveling is the hardest work in setting up, you know, the jobs. And of course, I have to go to 70.
Okay. We have a 111 I just let in.
Okay.
Oh.
And seeing I was thinking that it was Nod.
Yeah. All right.
It's your boy.
It's one of them trollers.
No, that's Nod.
Nod.
Yeah, that's Nod.
What, am I live right now?
It's Roy Nod.
Oh, man. My bad, man. Sorry about that.
You're
that's
bad.
Right.
Okay. You know, one day I'm going to figure that whole thing out. Now, you would think that with children and everything, even though they're grown, that I would have figured that out by now, but I still don't get that. I just don't get that.
This is why I stopped trying to figure out stuff a long time ago, Antoinette. I mean, with my friend Mikey, you know, it's like, you know, why try to bother to figure things out? Because eventually, it'll come to light anyways.
You know, Mike, is Mike there?
Mike? Yes, Mike is here. Is Mike on the line? Wait a minute now.
I can't take the dogs out. You had to take the dogs out.
Yeah, I apologize for anything I heard.
So, my students, did anybody take a look at the links yesterday that I put on the chat room on the claim your name before they do? Did anybody watch some videos? Did we learn anything?
No,
of this?
I didn't.
I'm going to throw a pop quiz.
I haven't had a chance to watch it there, partner. Sorry.
I haven't either. My granddaughter was here today.
I was reading the inside of my eyelids all day.
Check that out. I got a lot more information available to you only on the Crazy Nation Radio Network. We'll definitely get the information to you on how to claim your name. It's a weird thing. A lot of people thought me I was crazy about when I mentioned this before, but it's real. Claim yourself. Because you were abandoned when you were a child. You were given a birth certificate, so you have been abandoned. You have no owner. You are a ward of the state. And you have to renew this thing every 5 years to claim yourself. And it's fun. It's fun to play in court. They really hate you for this shit. Then you tell the judge, you're the trustee, and I'm the beneficiary. Ain't that sweet? Fuckers. So.
All righty, then.
I am no...
Wait,
let
me ask one thing.
I don't fear them fuckers. I don't fear judges. I don't fear cops. I don't fear nothing. I don't. I am...
But that's the reason why you're in the predicament that you're in today. Because...
What predicament?
It seems like most men, you're hard-headed.
No,
see,
God.
Where is your wife?
Well,
we need to get her on the phone.
If I wasn't hard-headed... Look, man, yes, maybe so, but I'm... being hard-headed for the right reason. You know, I'm trying to take innocent people.
Every man has to do what contents his soul. So if Ron was to do something that he felt like was beyond his integrity, then he wouldn't feel right looking in the mirror. So if he can challenge them folks and that makes him feel, you know what I mean, like he can deal with himself, then that's where it's at, man. So, hey, go ahead and keep fighting,
bro. Just as well as me, man, you know, right, wrong, wrong. That's that. There is no other circumstance to
find out
the other way.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
man. The more you back down, the closer you get to death. If you feel like there's certain things
right.
that you just can't do as a person, and if you just steadily feel yourself slipping and backing down to these people, then you won't be the person who
right.
you respect in that mirror, man. So,
right.
hey, I'm
but
with
that,
you on
see,
that,
the,
man.
But the fact has changed. See, the actual reality we should be living in, they should be fearing us. They should be scared to death of us. But it's the other way around. We're scared of them now. You know what I mean? Well, somebody can tell you they can lock you up. But the problem is I hate the lies and the frauds. That's what really drives me up crazy with this bullshit. You know, when I did a series on plea bargaining. You know, I did a whole week long on plea bargaining. I explained to everybody how plea bargaining works or what it is, how it goes on. It's a fraud. It's extortion and it's blackmail. You know what I mean?
It is.
You take a
person, people get careers off that. Yeah, people get careers. They get
right.
a high conviction rate. They get to say they're tough on crime, and
the
they get elected,
the
and the BS keeps rolling.
Right. The climb to the top. But you know what? There's a funny thing. I know a way around that. And I love it. I love bumping them down. You know, and I usually, if it ever came up with any issue with me, they want to talk to you before we can go into a courtroom. You know, I have nothing to say. You're going to start shit with me? Let's go to fight, because I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to put you out here. I'm going to throw you out in front of everybody. And so actually what you are, what you're doing, you know? I mean, I did it on a ticket one time, man. I did it on a ticket one time. I told the judge, he goes, what do you plead? I said, I don't. He goes, well, I'm going to plead for you. I said, well, is that judicial termination, or are you giving me legal advice or practicing law from the bench? He flipped out, you know. And I looked at him like, you stupid. You ain't fucking scaring
right.
me, buddy. Ain't happening. And you know, then I demanded a motions hearing. And I came here with a whole damn dolly full of motions. And we're going to hear each one of them individually. You ain't going to do that one time, brother. And you ain't going to go under advise me either. We ain't going to have this. Because you understand something? I'm the man. I am the man.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean? I'm not the straw man.
The great Frederick Douglass used to say, the most easily whipped slave was the most whipped slave of all. So if you make it easy for them, they're going to beat you down as much as they can. The more of a problem you become for them, then they start to leave you alone a little bit when they know you're going to be difficult. So, hey.
But this ticket got thrown out in the first three motions. I guarantee it. Yeah, thrown out first three motions, they sent me home. Okay, and the first question was I asked the judge. I'm attacking the judge. All right? Judge, who do you work for? State. Okay. Mr. Prosecutor, who do you work for? The state. Who's the victim of the party complaining to this? The state. There's something wrong with this picture, isn't there? Excuse me, public defender, can I ask you a question, too? While you're here, I mean, I don't have a motion, but I want to ask you. Who do you work for? Are you part of this court, you know, like what they call an officer of the court? Yes, you are, ain't you? Of course you are. So you're involved with these two guys, these three things in this fake thing called the state. So, okay. So you guys are meaning to tell me that the state is the victim, the state is the prosecutor, the state is the judge, and the state is the defense. So I'm going to be all in one thing. That's called conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Because it's a big conflict. Where is the fourth party? The dead man, the straw man. That's who the one is. That's the one that doesn't have a name that's registered. There's no owner to the corporate name. You see what I'm saying? That's why we claim your name before they do. And that's what they do. They claim it. See? You're under contract. This is all maritime law. All this shit is. It ain't. The Constitution.
So, Ron, you are more brave than me because when I go to court, I put on my suit. I look as humble as possible. I nod my head and I take whatever they throw on the plate.
Yeah, that's called the act. It's a costume. The policeman wears a costume. The ambulance driver wears a costume, and the civilian wears a costume. The citizen. The citizen wears a costume. So here's the problem. I am not a citizen. I love that question. Are you a citizen of the United States? Fuck no. Are you crazy? Who the hell would want to be a citizen of the United States? I don't pledge allegiance to a goddamn corporation. I'm an American. They hate that. But I like it. I love it. I throw it down, man, and now my heart's running better. I'm getting really fired up. I'm ready to rock somebody. And I got, I had a game tonight. And I got
See, now y'all see why I said I was going to tell his wife. See? See, now you were taking up for him. Now you see?
Yeah.
No,
the doctor said
all
he was
I'm
supposed
saying
to
is
sit
everybody
back and do nothing
everybody
for
2 weeks.
Everybody
has to be content with themselves. That's all I'm saying. Everybody has to be content with themselves.
What people should know. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to lie to nobody. I'm trying to bullshit. This is all real. This is reality.
You know what, y'all? He's not even supposed to be doing shows. His wife told him he couldn't do any.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I told him a cardiologist, fuck him, too, just like a judge. Fuck him. I don't care if I can do my show.
My God.
Yeah.
Antoinette just posted something interesting about the Klan raising money for the for Michael. All right, so it's for the cop, right?
Jesus.
Yeah, for the cop.
What the
hell?
He
looks like a Klansman. The cop looks like, Wilson looks like a fucking Klansman. And Wilson was also a goddamn volleyball in that one island that Tom Hanks was in. Remember that one? Castaway? Remember that Wilson? The ball? Remember?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I never seen that. I heard about
the big
that.
Big old fucking ears. Looks like you catch wind for it. It should be a wind turbine.
Okay.
Well,
why not just Dumbo?
Howdy Doody. Just like Howdy Doody. Howdy Doody. That's what that fucker looks like. Howdy Doody. Wilson looks like Howdy
Doody. Howdy Doody. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, put some strings in his hand, put a couple dots in his face for freckles, we got it. what's that other one? What's that other group of people that church and retarded fuckers that are Texas, I think, Arizona?
Westboro? What is it, Westboro?
Yeah.
Westboro Baptist bullshit church. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Aren't they supposed to be coming there?
Oh, yeah, they're coming. I think, is there tickets still available for that event? Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God, Renfro Memphis Baptist Church, or whatever the fuck it is coming into town. I got to get tickets. Can I call the radio station?
and churches are there.
I just want to say real quick, though, as bad as Westboro Baptist Church or whatever the hell they want to call themselves is, it is still important that they're allowed to have free expression.
Yeah.
And as disgusting as they are, it's still important us to uphold their right to be disgusting.
All right. Well, yeah.
It's a sick thing, but it's important.
I know, but they don't freaking uphold other people's rights.
No,
you know
they don't. They don't.
These freaking Westboro
Baptist bullshit crap idiots.
No, they are. But, like I said, if you want to hold on to any part of this so-called republic and so-called democracy, then you have to hold even their opinions as valid on the street, like, and say, okay, they should be able to speak their hatred or whatever it is, even though I know it's a terrible thing, I have to make sure they have it so I have it when I want to speak on things that I think are valid. So we still have to uphold them, man. It's sad, but we do.
But can I just say the other people that have spoken out about things like vaccines and GMOs have gotten freaking railroaded?
They have.
You know? Suddenly if it's a religion, it's okay.
No.
Beyond that, if you come after big power, you can expect big power to react to you. So the people who go after vaccines and pharmaceuticals and people like that, they have to understand that a reaction is coming and it's going to be heavy-handed. I salute those people for having the courage to fight knowing that that is coming. But we need those people too.
I mean, this is unfortunate. If you want to take away someone's freedom of speech, you know, which is in the Constitution, then you want to take theirs away, then, okay, yours will be taken too.
Yep.
You know, so where do you put the limit at? You know, you can't.
Right.
You know, you may not like what they say.
Well, that's when I told the police security at the hospital the first night I was there. When the police security came there to talk to me about my First Amendment right, and I educated them, and the house supervisor showed up, and everybody. And then the second round when I left and came back, my heart's about to blow out of my chest, but I came back. But I did leave. And they sent in a rental photo after me again. I'm like, guys, going, well, we understand you have an electronic device here, Mr. Rick. Oh, yeah, okay, what is your point? Well, we need to see it. Well, okay, you mean you're going to one of those fucking illegal search and seizures and you're not even the fucking police? Come on. Now, let's try this.
Right.
You know, they kept Ron while he was in there.
You just violated my constitution. You're talking to the wrong motherfucker. And we're ending this strike. So then I came home. I drove all the way back. And I realized I checked my heart again. I was beaten like a son of a bitch. Damn, I got to go back. So they blackmailed me to leave my e-cigarette at home.
Hard-headed.
They
shot me.
They fucked up and checked me. I might still file a charge against my constitutional rights. Freedom of speech that I couldn't do my show over the phone and, you know, that shit.
Right.
So, tell me freedom of
speech. And all of this goes back to saying that's why we need, when the Klan want to do a march and the police come out to protect them to do the march, that's why it needs to happen. Let the police protect them. They should be protected. Even though they're crazy, they need to be able to voice their opinion.
Just say what they want to say. Yeah.
Right. We have to understand that fundamental part of what a democracy or freedom of speech is supposed to be. And I think we lose that in the whole issue of Ferguson. I think we got people sitting back and making ideas or I guess you could say accusations about people and not understanding if they lose their right to protest, you lose your right to protest.
Yeah.
So you should always support any American people, even if you disagree with them, for their least right to be heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine, except that this whole Homeland Security new laws that have been put in place for the last few years really does prevent us from speaking how we feel, because if we say something against whatever's going on in the government, we can be taken without any provocation. And so how does this equate to you know, we should, you know, freedom of speech. It doesn't.
No,
it's
that
like,
goes
because
to,
you're stupid.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot that to Mike. No, I want to shoot that to Mike on the guy I was telling him about, Dan Carlin, because he does great work on this because he talks about the politics of fear. He's making a statement that there should be a 6-month cooling off period when a big event happens so we can kind of collect our thoughts, think about what's going on, and then make a decision, because the politics of fear is after 9/11, the Patriot Act is put in place and we're willing to allow it because we're scared. And the same thing happens on our streets with crime. So a guy says, I'm tough on crime, I'll put in a new mandatory minimum for X crime. And we all agree to it because some event happened to where a drug dealer killed somebody, and then before you know it, the crime rates have gone down, but they're given longer sentences, and the people who get these long sentences come out worse than what they were, back to the same community and terrorize it again. So it's the politics of fear, and us as Americans actually being, we have to learn to be strong enough to not let fear dictate how legislation comes. Because right now, if we had another terrorist attack, there's no telling what they could pass tomorrow because people would be so scared and willing to sign on to anything.
Nosh. Let me interject on this real quick. They have turned us into the fucking terrorists.
Yes. Because we're scared.
People.
Yeah.
No. Only the 1% are scared. The rest of us are no good son of bitches. Okay? according to them. All right? I'm serious. You know I'm right. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they think of us. Yeah, they think of us as cattle.
Right.
But go ahead.
Right. Okay. And yes. Okay. The best way to control people is fear. Second way is money. Two things is money. Now, you got to remember something. The biggest industry, one of the biggest industries in this country is corrections. Private prisons. Prison is big money. So that's why they have all these little bullshit laws. That's why they add them up like a credit report against you. And, you know, that my point is there are so many people in prison for victimless crimes. No victims, no damage, or no fraud.
Right.
I'm serious, you know. Traffic, driving without a license and shit, 3-5 years. There was never a wreck. Nobody was ever hurt. The only victim, again, was the state. You see what I mean?
Yep.
There we go again.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, here's the other thing. I had stepped this on here many times, and I've done this on live radio before, on FM, and state effect, is that this system is a money-making system. There's no way around it. They have got a captive audience of slaves. They're paying a little bit of money next to nothing, period. And, you know, they're competing in the manufacturing sectors. I mean, they make office furniture, Kevlar vests, army helmets, license plates. Whatever license plates, they made fun of that. They said, "Well, you'll be in prison doing license plates." Yeah, you will be, and you're making them. They're selling them for you. They're selling them. There is corporations right now having a bitch fit over these correction systems of their producing all this material.
Man, hey, look, Bob Barker makes millions. Bob Barker makes millions by supplying the regular shampoo, toothpaste, blankets, everything.
And just really good for my split ends. I really love Bob Barker for them to say it. I love his shit. But besides the point, man, it's an industry. It's a moneymaker. And the majority, I spoke, I said, the majority of the people they want in prisons between 18 and 35. After you're 35 years old, they really don't want you no more. They're really spying the shit out of you. Unless you do something really fucking bad, you know. But it's bullshit.
Right.
But it's like
it's all based off fear, though. That's the point I was making, though. Because if you get some lawmaker or some politician to stand up in front of a podium and talk about what just happened and what we're going to do about it, you'll get the majority of American people to vote for that guy or champion that guy's cause. And the sentences come out, and we're imprisoning more people. We're not any more safe because they can't actually guarantee you safety. All they can do is make BS promises before they get elected.
Right.
And we continue to fuel it. Yeah.
Prisons are gladiator schools. Okay, and the other thing I was going to bring up to you, okay, now you get somebody that supports the fact of, you know, this law, okay, then all of a sudden their little boy Johnny gets popped doing this little law, and little Johnny's going to prison, right? Now they ain't so much for that law. They did, but they don't remember they actually backed it or voted for it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle, man. It is absolutely a vicious cycle.
And I just think people need to wake up to it. I mean, this is, I mean, we need to go back to the old way things are done, you know? Yeah, I mean, obviously, well, let's care the gun laws, and they come up with that fear, that shit. Well, guns have been around for a long time in this country, and you just have to face facts, you're going to be here. Now, the other thing I like is how they like to do the FBI checks, and, you know, you have to go through all this training to own a weapon, blah, blah. You know, how fucking stupid could you really be? Now, marijuana is not technically legal, but you can find it anywhere. So is guns. Yep. You can find them just as easy. It's not that difficult to find a gun somewhere. So there's so many of them around. You know? So, yeah.
Right.
So whether you're a criminal or not, you can get them. And they want that. They want you to have access to this shit. They really do. You know, like, you remember Vietnam, the cocaine smuggling shit they were doing. That was a CIA gig there. That was their business. Look at us now in Afghanistan. They're sending over fucking farm equipment over there so they should grow poppy seeds, and they're taking out the little poppy seed farmers for big corporation growers.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that picture? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Everything I talk about is factual, and it's all fucking insane. I think I need to go back to the hospital to the nut house. Yes. Right now I'm leaving cardiology. I'm looking for the psych unit. I have reservations.
I mean, it's like an abusive relationship to where you got a man and a woman together, but he doesn't want her to have a job so he can control the money and make sure that he can make all the decisions, and if something he doesn't like happens, he can put his hands on her. So it's the same type of relationship we have with politicians. They use our fear to govern us, and then with that fear, they make sure that they keep us at the distance that they want us, and they can always kind of touch on that fear when they feel like they need a boost or a certain thing passed. And we either got to get the courage to get beyond that, or we have to get a more intelligent population. And since I doubt we'll be able to get the whole population more intelligent, we got to get more courage.
I put up two links. I'm a member of this one group. The first link above it, it's for a business coalition for fair competition. I paid my membership for that group, and Palatiello is in charge of it, a gentleman. But anyways, they fight down in Washington. What? The two links I put up?
I'll let you have all four here in a second. I got to slide out for a minute because I got a power more powerful than me called Mother Nature's calling my name.
Oh, my goodness.
But everything that Ron said there about the competition, it goes into more than just the privates, more than just the prisons. But if you scroll down on the first one, it outlines it. And these guys are fighting in Washington to bring a stop to this because they're competing with the private sector. And the second link goes into the prison industries. And it shows, look at this, 100 factories using 21,000 inmates.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the money that they made on this.
Paying them cents an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's tax-free. They're not, I mean, nobody's making the government's, the local economy and everything, they're not getting anything out of this. It's, who knows who this unicorn and everything, where this money is going. I don't know. It doesn't.
Right.
Somebody's raking it in. They got a good scam going.
Yep.
Exactly.
And 60% of the contracts are handled with the Department of Defense, which means that everything is internally, so we don't get to see it.
Right. And Mike, you understand what's going on, so you also fully understand that organizing is the only way that you can combat this stuff. Because, as Mike, when you say, I don't like this, I want things changed, I want to talk to somebody, they not only don't care, they're arrogant about just, you know, kind of wishing you away. But when you say we and our group and this is how many people we represent, then they start to have to listen. And that's what American people have to understand. Organize in every sector, whatever it is that concerns you. Organize. Get numbers behind you.
Yeah, but when you complain, you have to be ready and you have to have enough numbers and power behind you to protect yourself because, as you know, I already told you, I was visited once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they will come knocking, and they do.
Yeah.
And when the federal agents come because you complain, then you see the power of this administration.
Yeah, but that's also the flip side of fear, though, because once you're organizing and they come to visit you like that, that means they're scared and they want to come in and try to scare you.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know. What was that?
Sounds like Ron Rich's microphone.
Ron?
What? What?
Ron, you're eating those candy bars again.
No, I'm not eating those candy bars.
Hey, Ron, at least take it out the wrapper, man. You can't
that was that was George's fault because he said it feel like a nut
better out of the wrapper, man.
Look, man, I got something to tell y'all. Look, Mother Nature called me, and I had to take care of business. Let me tell you something. That water was cold and deep.
Okay.
I am definitely not going to ask what the hell he's talking about.
Shout out to the great Richard Pryor, because Ron knows when he says it was cold and deep.
I yell,
Ron,
I know
what
he was saying.
Oh, God.
It's a birth defect, I swear.
Chime in on what I just heard.
What's
up?
Give it its own name. And birth certificate, social security, and all that shit. Make it a citizen. Your Honor.
What's up?
I'm sorry. I gotta quit. Jesus, don't ever get your heart back. It's gonna fuck you up, swear to God.
And what was your excuse before that?
That was retardation, but I've been cured.
Oh, okay. All righty then.
Ron, I think you're lucky.
I'm sorry.
I think Ron's lucky he's got you, Antoinette.
No, he's lucky he got his wife. I live in Delaware.
Mm-mm.
Ron lives in Missouri.
I ain't lucky. No.
Oh, his wife got to live with him. She got to put up with him. And she's a, wow.
Sorry for his wife.
I mean, Lord. I tell you, she is truly an amazing woman, isn't she? She truly is.
That's why I'm opening.
I'll tell you what. With his antics, his wife has got to be she's definitely got the patience of a saint, because anybody that could put up with that every day,
she's a little bit brain dead.
God bless
them,
they're a saint and a half.
Well, she's got to be something of an anarchist too. No.
No,
necessarily.
I'm not an anarchist. I'm a constitutionalist.
Well, these days, can you tell the difference?
Good point, Antoinette. Good point.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We have everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I said. These days, can you tell the difference?
Did you just quote Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, I'm done.
AC/DC.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
AC/DC.
Oh. Okay.
Well, someday
I know
you rock fans are going to have to educate me on AC/DC, because every one of their songs sounds the same to me. So y'all got to educate me on AC/DC.
See, thank you, bro. Well, at least I can agree with you there.
I was listening to Peter Cetera sing
the clown,
"If You Leave Me
crack,
Now."
Something rock.
You know,
pardon me?
I was listening to Peter Cetera, the lead singer of Chicago, the band Chicago.
Yeah.
You know the band called Chicago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Chicago.
No.
All right. Yeah. This song was "If You Leave Me Now." You know the song "If You Leave Me Now"?
Yeah.
I've heard it by other groups. I don't think I heard it by Chicago.
Now,
oh, okay. Yes, I've heard of that. Yes, I like that song.
Okay.
I do like that song.
I
have heard that one before.
Didn't Obama just sing that to Hillary? All right, never mind. You mentioned constitutionalists and everything. I just thought I'd throw this constitutional-related video up. And
I was gonna throw it up like that, sing that song, and it'd be Obama singing it to the government. Take you in the biggest part of me.
He doesn't care either way, man. All he wants to do is kind of try to figure out some kind of legacy the last 2 years. And at a certain point, all he's concerned with is getting out of office, setting up that my brother's keeper so he can act like he was good to black folk while he was in office, and get out of there and walk around and do $500,000 a speech for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he wants to play the role.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so you guys, do you think that Obama really has any power in this country right now?
No.
Like, okay, I don't think he's the one
Well, he has power. Yeah, he has power. Well, he has power, but he also has people he has to consult with before he does things. You know what I mean? He has to consult with certain people. It is what it is.
But what,
and that's every president.
Let me ask a question. Let me ask a hypothetical retarded question. Okay, cause that's what I like to ask. What has Obama done for the black community? I've not heard of
nothing. Well, nothing. I'll give him something on a superficial level. This is the only thing that he has done. He's shown young black children that it's possible that you can kind of climb the ladder and reach that status. But as far as policy, legislation, actual practice of a president, no, he's done nothing. But he gives people that little image. So that's all he's done. He's done, I guess you could say, a kind of public relations thing. Which is a sad state of affairs for the accomplishments of a president. But
right, right.
So,
you know what I can say that he's done? You know what I can say that he's done? Is he showed black children. He has shown the world how hard it is for a black man to be, how hard it is for a black man in the United States, whereas before, everyone was able to close their eyes to it because people didn't really believe it. And because Obama has gotten into office, it has pulled that so it's wide open.
Right.
You know, people
see
it now.
I didn't struggle to get there. I did not see
you
struggle to get
there. The point is,
no,
if you're a middle class or upper class black child, then you have a shot.
Attaining
the highest office in the country.
Exactly.
But if you're a normal black person, then this means nothing whatsoever, and it's all PR. But that's all it pretty much means. As y'all know, I'm not a fan, so I'm biased.
Oh, I'm not either.
I came from a family that was, you know, could afford to send me to wherever and do whatever.
Yeah.
I could do the same effing thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, here's another one. I'm gonna throw up at you guys. Okay, now here's the deal. Barry Obama, they used to call him in Hawaii. Okay, you know, I want to play that drum rip for Hawaii. I don't real bad enough for that. Anyway, Barry used to sell weed in Hawaii when he was a kid. Marijuana.
He was a dealer.
Wouldn't surprise
me. He was a pot seller. He used to sell weed. I guarantee it. Look it up.
No,
he
I was saying with his
dealer.
Kid. With
yeah,
his
but
kid.
Let me
I'm
tell you something else,
him.
Though. You'd be amazed if you looked at the backgrounds of most presidents and found out what they actually did or what their family did before they got in office.
Yeah,
Washington like to smoke hash.
Yeah, they're all
you're
criminals.
Correct.
So, let's not get caught up in
no
the nonsense.
There is no middle class anymore.
Yeah,
and she's correct. There is no middle class anymore.
Well,
you know?
there is a middle class. It's shrinking by the day, but there still is a middle class. But then you got to bring this back to home and be honest about it. The middle class has been the most dishonest, loyal to the elite class of folks that we have ever raised, and the elite class has waged war on them and shrunken them to the size of what they are now. But they've always been bootlickers. Who've been more worried about their pensions than they are worried about the status of the American
people.
Another
question.
So they
kind of
got their just desserts as far as that middle class that's disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you look at what Iggy's mom said, that, you know, all right, the middle class is using credit cards, so we're still putting up that persona.
Yep.
And, you know, what you have in the bank doesn't really matter because when the dollar collapses, and I'm not saying if, I'm saying when, all of that means nothing.
Yeah, but Antoinette, that's just the thing. Most of the middle class didn't have that money in the bank. All they did was keep up the perception of two-car garage, nice lawn, nice house, and
they're
all of that. But they were kind of just getting by.
Look how many loans they have that they're paying off.
Exactly.
But they had their homes.
Loans, high credit card debt. Where but hold on. And then in 2008, when the financial system totally crashed, you saw all of those people fall out of the middle class, and now we just have a small, you know, slice of what the middle class used to be. So,
because you find out that what you have in the stock market, the stock and everything that you have, you know, how that can be taken away from you in an instant.
Well, I'm still asking the question, what does that make me? What am I?
Crazy.
Yeah. Here's why I say that. Because I have no class. I have no class at all. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I am working class, regular black folk who grew up under people working 40 hours a week trying to get the bills paid. That's the class I come from. I have no crazy fantasies about being from another class. I understand where I'm from and who my ancestors are. But this middle class now who was out here trying to put on this front of keeping up with the Joneses and all that, we're seeing them be exposed in the last few years because they weren't actually middle class. They were just keeping up a front. And, you know, now there's so few.
Excuse me.
Well, I convert a lot. I'm like a chameleon.
If I may.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, go right ahead.
Since you're all having such a great conversation and I'm running out of gas, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody, because I'm too pooped to pop anymore.
All right, Charles.
No, seriously,
have
I'm just like dead on my feet.
I bet.
If my head doesn't hit that pillow in the next five seconds, my head's going to hit the floor. That's
George, we'll see you later.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
have a good
that,
night,
brother.
George.
Thank you.
George, have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. I wish I could talk to you, but unfortunately, my pillow's calling me.
Call him my name.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Tell Miss Jeannie about my show so she can come over and be entertained there, too.
If anybody wants to know how you can tolerate terrible music, just watch the VMAs and press mute, and you'll be able to see Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and all of it.
Oh my goodness!
Hey man, that's what I'm watching right now. I'm watching that on mute while I'm talking to you guys. I'm just saying.
You're saying about
the middle class, all the loans and all that, it's a fake bubble that they're living in. Between the car loans, what they owe on the house and everything else, if they lose that job, that bubble bursts, they've got nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
we saw happen in 2008.
Ben Bernanke told him to put $80 billion in the system every month. It turned out to be $160. Liar. Ben Bernanke. That's my boy.
Right.
And the good old the American holiday dinner. Did you ever see that poster? They did it was a parody off of what's his name? It's late. I'm losing my mind too. Who is that famous artist?
Well, the guy who made those paintings that were like regular American life, the one with the pitchfork and all that.
No, not Kincaid.
Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell.
Oh.
Here, look
at
this. Do you remember this? Did you ever see this one?
I remember we used to have big...
Yeah.
My grandmother used to cook. Lord have mercy. She cooked several meats and everything. I think that's where I got it from.
Look at the list I just put up.
Now, ask yourself this. If an American family wanted to have that same... Oh.
Ron.
Did you click the link?
You what?
I'm trying to get there. Wait a minute. I have too many things open.
Yeah, Naj, did you look at the link?
No, I didn't. Post it again, man. The photo bucket one, I can pull it up now.
Pull it up.
All right,
take a look.
It
it's a knockoff.
Yeah, I had
a lot of things open. It's a parody on Norman Rockwell.
Oh, the KFC. No, and that's what I was going to go into with my next question. And Mike, that is correct.
Oh,
ask,
KFC.
Ask
okay,
yourself,
that is not a holiday meal.
No, but it's making fun.
Ask yourself if the average working American family could lay out a Sunday dinner spread with organic food, not processed stuff, to where you got your chicken or your turkey and your sides and everything else, where you're paying top dollar because it's organic food. Can the average American do that every Sunday?
No.
Yeah, so we fall a long way, and we don't really realize
it. And that's true, because when I was younger, you know, that's the way how we ate. But, you know, see, my family... They had farms. You know, they had land. They grew their own.
Right. You
know,
right.
You know, I remember my uncle on Saturdays, you know, or early Sunday morning, going out and cutting the chicken's head off and everything for supper, you know, so, you know, we had natural food and, you know.
How many families do you think actually have Sunday dinners anymore with the whole family around the table? I doubt if it's that common anymore.
No, it's not common,
you know,
it's not affordable now.
And I really need to be ashamed of myself.
Unless you're buying some of that GMO stuff, it's not really affordable now.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, for me, it would be. Look, wait a minute. Let me say.
Yeah,
this
How many folks you see, Antoinette? Let's lay this dinner out.
Oh,
how many
see,
folks
I don't
see?
Have that. Well, let's see. I have two sons. They're wives. Each of them have a child apiece.
Oh.
So that's six right there.
Mm-mm.
And then I have my daughter. And
so in other words, Christmas time comes and you hide.
You know what?
You split.
Honestly and truly.
You put a note on the door.
No.
See you later. I love you all.
Nope. Honestly and truly.
So we're talking about hundreds of dollars for that dinner that a long time ago would have costed you, you know, possibly $50 to kind of make it happen. But now you're talking about hundreds of dollars to make that happen if you're buying real food and not, you know,
and that is
Frankenstein food.
Yep.
That is so true. And that's why I said, see, when I was coming up, and even, you know, when I got to be an adult, you know, my family, they have farms, so... You know, you just went out in the yard and you got what you needed.
Right. Right.
So, you know, then the cost was basically, you know, what, the cost of seeds? You know, the plant?
Right.
And, you know, my father's parents, they had steers. You know, they kept steers. So every year, you know, they would get them slaughtered. And that's the meat that you had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it was chickens, it was pigs. I mean, so I'm telling you, when if you see my grandmother go to the supermarket or to the store, to get anything from the store was considered a treat.
Yeah.
Right.
Because my grandmother baked her own bread, she baked cakes, she baked cookies. You know, so anything you got was a treat.
Hey, man, I'm
going to
be honest with you. My girl now,
wow.
I don't know if she could cook anything that doesn't have a box and directions. So it's a totally different thing than what we're dealing with now. You know what I mean? And let me whisper that just in case. But, yeah.
Yeah.
My son's wife is that way.
Yeah, man.
Where it comes out of a box.
Different story now.
Yes, and, Lord, I had taken it upon myself years ago that I was going to teach this child how to cook. Well, Lord, unfortunately, my poor granddaughter, because of her mother and my son being lazy because he knows how to cook, I make great macaroni and cheese. I have people that offer to buy my macaroni and cheese for the holidays and stuff like that and, you know, cakes and stuff. Now, my granddaughter will not eat my macaroni and cheese.
She wants Kraft.
She wants Kraft.
I knew you were going to say that.
You cannot buy her an off-brand.
No.
Oh, my God.
Taste of it.
Yeah.
It has to be Kraft.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Oh, my goodness. And spaghetti. Lord, now I can make a pot of spaghetti. Nope.
It
doesn't come out
Kraft
of a can.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay,
Kraft
Ron. It
will
figure you
name.
Would.
And your taste is dictated by your experiences. So if you grew up on that and you like that, that's what you've made your choice to. It goes
that's
the same
right.
for music.
If you like eating shit, you eat shit.
Yep.
There you go.
That's right. Right.
No, you know what?
I'm not holding that back anymore. Fuck.
Look, if some little country girl out in the country is a fan of Taylor Swift, you could tell her all you want to about how Johnny Cash and all that other stuff is real country. She ain't going to want to hear that shit. She going to hear her Taylor Swift, man. That's just the way it goes.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. But you know what? I have to let y'all know this, though. My granddaughter loves my chicken. She doesn't want anybody else's chicken. Now, it doesn't matter if I fry it or bake it. And most of the time, I bake chicken. But she told me that they tried. She said, Grandma, they tried, but they
but they just couldn't get it. So now my granddaughter, because she's been around me so much in the kitchen and stuff, and she'll tell me, she said, Grandma, I told them it needs some seasoned salt. That's what it's missing. It needs some seasoned salt. And I, you know, and I look at it sometimes, are you sure? Is it seasoned salt or do you need to cost your salt? No, Grandma, they need some seasoned salt. Trust me.
And Antoinette, can I ask, is that seasoned salt, McCormick?
You know, I'm not funny about that. But I will buy McCormick, but I'm not funny about that.
Didn't you have a restaurant in Delaware? I could have swore I've been to it.
No, I didn't.
Chicken and Waffle House?
I don't make waffles, dear.
Man, I moved to Georgia and found out Waffle House is only good when you're drunk coming from the club. I made the mistake of going there for breakfast one day and found out, man,
sober?
This is disgusting.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
shit.
You kill yourself now or something
like
that, man.
The sad thing is that these people that eat this box shit and everything else, it's like, they're going to, you know, I hope not, but they're going to have all these health problems. They're going to be like, what the fuck's going on? No one's going to be able to figure it out. And, you know, that's what it's going to be. It's like people don't realize. You pay now a little bit more for good shit, or you pay later with your fucking health, you know?
And that is so true. That so true.
It's so hard to get that message
if
across.
If it don't say microwavable, I'm not buying it.
Let me tell you just a scary story. I had a friend, and she went to Penn State, and she had a roommate who I guess her family was kind of involved in what the microwave was in the early days. And she brought a microwave to their dorm room and was trying to microwave something. And the girl told her, no, don't ever do that. Don't eat anything out of the microwave. That is terrible. My family has a history of working with the microwave. Now, that scared the hell out of me if people who are close to it are told don't eat anything out of that microwave. That scared the hell out of me, man.
Yeah, you know, Nadja, I remember years ago, before they even talked about, you know, the harm that aspartame and all of that stuff does. One of my friends, we have another friend, and she told us, because we were so happy you can get Breyers sugar-free. Oh, we were in our glory. And, you know, she told us, you know, she worked at DuPont, and she told us, oh, no, don't eat that. Just use the regular sugar. Don't eat anything that's aspartame that, you know, has artificial sugar in it. If it's not the real stuff, don't touch it.
Right.
And you know, and she was like, it'll do this to you, it'll do that to you. And, you know, normally I'm like, yeah, right, and, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. Lord, she scared me.
Yeah. Good.
Yep. I mean, that was years ago. So now you know, I got after my daughter-in-law because she was always with them Pepsis, Diet Pepsi, and, you know, I'm like, girl, so
oh
I finally scared
God,
her
that
where I created
so
a
bad.
Monster. I created a monster. Lord, she is worse than me. You go to the store with her in the market, and she's reading the labels. And nope, it has corn fruit jokes. Nope. And this and that, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get my grandson this. Nope, he can't have that. Mama, no.
Good.
I'm like, oh, my God, girl.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
sometimes
she's
like,
right.
No, Mama. I
she's
know,
right.
But she just gets on my nerves.
I know, but it's for your better. It's for the better of your health than everyone else's. You know.
I know, and I told. I said, "Well, look, can I just be grandma and spoil my grandson for a? No, Mama, not if you're gonna hurt him."
Right. No, that's correct though. Look, I live in.
I know, but
I'm in Georgia,
what?
And I'm in an area that has a lot of refugees and transplants. So there's people from Ethiopia, and there's people from. Eastern Europe, a lot of those people are over here now. And the craziest thing that you see is the majority of them have blemish-free faces, and it's because they're not eating. They grew up eating regular organic food that was grown there because that's all they had. They didn't have the choices that we have. So they come over here, and you see all these people, you're like, damn, they have flawless faces. Why do most Americans have all these blemishes and, you know, dealing with all this acne and all this other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's what we ingest.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say this really quick. In case we get cut off because we have 9 minutes left, so you never know when BTR is going to pull the plug.
Yep.
So I just want to thank y'all for coming. I'm not saying hang up. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm saying it before it happens.
Thank you.
Yes, we got to thank you. I'm showing up. And come back and see us more often. Our door is always open, and operators are always standing by. You have a 3-day or 30-minute guarantee with every product we sell you on Crazy Nation Radio.
Ah.
Just add water.
I need a paycheck out of here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm starting to say. You think it's time to go into profit sharing now with this with BTR?
No, not with BTR. Just with Antoinette.
Here.
BTR doesn't need any. Just with Antoinette.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, and we'll give stock to our listeners.
Well, we ought to.
Yeah. Whoa, boy.
You know, I don't know if I told you that story about the this group that we were feeding. They were guarding a facility. It's close to New York City. I'm on the radio. I'm careful about what I'm saying here. But anyways, we used to feed them breakfast, lunch, dinner, and midnight meals. And we did it. My wife and I did it for about 7 years straight. So anyways, besides what we were doing in the mess hall, we were feeding this group. So one night for midnight meals, I did Cornish game hens, stuffed Cornish game hens, wild rice, individually portioned. I figured, you know, because each soldier was in a different place. It was a power station. We'll call it that. If you guys use your imaginations, yes, you're with me. Okay, anyways. So I'd drive up with the meals, and I'd have them in the Mermites, the thermal cases. And I'd go to the NCO, and I'd give them to him, and he'd take them, put them in the Humvee, and so anyways, we get there, and each one was in an aluminum tray, you know, like a combination plate at the Chinese restaurants. Those are aluminum tins with a plastic dome comes on them.
Right.
And so the NCO looked at it, and he was from upstate New York, up in the boonies, and good, great guy. And he looked and said, "What the hell is that?" I said, "It's a Cornish game hen." "What type of bird is that?" I said, "It's a chicken. It's a little chicken, a Cornish game hen." It's very a Cornish game.
I never ate it.
I need somebody to come out here to my farm and clean some chickens for me because I'm disabled now.
Oh, shit. So,
So
in the morning, the major called me up in the morning, and he said, "Mike, when you deliver breakfast, don't freak out. I got 30 orders of Cornish game hens untouched." I said, "What?" And he said, "You know, that was outstanding. It was a great job, but they didn't know what it was. And the NCO thought he'd be a comedian, and he told all the soldiers that they were seagulls. So the kids were afraid to touch them. So they ordered pizza." You've got to be kidding me.
Damn fool.
Oh,
look, I got something to tell y'all. Look.
And the major said, "You know what it is? They don't eat it at home anymore. He said, "The kids don't eat it home."
Seagulls might be really delicious.
No, but he said they don't eat it home anymore. They don't eat at home anymore, and they don't understand what different meals are. And so they're not exposed to different foods, they don't know. And he said, if it's not on McDonald's menu these days, they're not going to touch it. If they don't recognize what it is, and when they looked at a
computer. If you put gold notches on them birds' titties, they take
them. Oh,
shit. Oh, of course.
Can you believe it? When I got there, man, I gave him grief the next night. I was like, "What'd you think? I was out there with a net catching them and plucking them for your ass? You idiots."
No shit.
Yeah.
Look, but I got something to tell y'all. This will change things forever. My son, years and years and years ago, Lord, probably back in the 90s, I think, was going with this girl. She was a nice girl. And she was Chinese. And her parents owned a Chinese food restaurant.
Uh-oh, fish heads.
No,
oh,
listen,
my
They were out, and my son had called me. And so, you know, wanting to know if I wanted something or something. I was talking to him on the phone. I don't know how it was. But I know I said, "Bring me some Chinese food." Now, she said to me, "Oh, no. You don't want to do that.
No.
And I said, why? She said, you don't know what you're eating. You don't know what you're getting. And I looked at her. I said, that's scary coming from you.
Not the cats.
And she wouldn't
tell
me.
That's the fun part, not knowing.
And she told me, she said, you don't know what you're getting. And I told her, I said, that's scary coming from you. And your parents own a Chinese food restaurant. And you know what? I've never eaten it since.
At the same time, though, if you get an entree like wings or orange chicken, rice, and something else and a drink for $5, I mean, come on, man. You got to know there's something else.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? No.
No, and look, wrong time. Look,
I'm
from the country now. I've eaten muskrat and stuff like that, but now I wouldn't today, but I did as a child.
When I was down in East St. Louis working for all my power companies, listen, man, there's a Chinese restaurant down there, there's a carryout, and they always had a cage of dogs right next to the building. It's always different dogs and shit all the time. They had the best food ever. They had the best Chinese food ever, and I would eat there every day. It's a place where I said, hey, man, I've never eaten that place where I eat dogs. I said, I don't care. I said, I don't give a shit. Great Dane, Shape Brother, Chihuahua. This shit is the shit, brother. You know,
hey, man, I lived in Chicago, man. There's no question I probably ate dog or cat a few times, man. There's no question.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
There's no question.
That's the reason why it's best to cook it and eat it at home.
Yeah, no, I cook great Chinese food at home. And
you're doing it at home.
Yeah.
Yep. But we have 2 minutes, y'all.
You get what you pay for is what all of us are trying to say.
Yeah.
So when the deal is too damn good, it's not what they're telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a minute.
Well, listen, if they do cut us off, guys, it was great. It was a relaxed evening tonight. Was it nice being in a living room where everybody gets along? It was a nice.
There you go. That's where I like it. That's why I like to run this show.
That's the way it should be.
Well, yeah. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. This is Crazy Nation Radio. This is Ron Rick Hills, and of course, James, and that's my co-host. And I'm glad to see everybody here, and I hope to see you again tomorrow night at the same time, probably 10:30. But we will be here regardless, one way or the other, we'll be here. So, everybody, you have a good evening, and take care of yourself and love.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah. Thank you, Antoinette.
Oh, thank you for coming, Supernatural. It was good talking to you.
You too.
Yes, and don't be a stranger.
I know.
And, Nod, you know, it's always good talking to you. And it's good talking to you, Mike. And Iggy, I wish you would have called in, but I'm happy that you're in the chat room and we're still able to